learned a din that a ganav pays kefal dalav hay and a gazlan does not. When does the ganav pay dalav hay? Only if he shechts or he sells a shorvaseh. And the Gemara has a hekesh between tvocha omachoroi, mat tvicha bekuloi, af mechira bekuloi. You shouldn't have any shiur. When you shecht the behemah, the shechit is chal on the whole behemah. So the same is true regarding the mechira, that you have to sell the whole behemah. If he does sell the whole behemah, he leaves over a shiur, afi lechad memeir, the Mishnah says, even if he only leaves over 1%, so the din is that the ganav will not be chayv dal behemah. So 1% means, he says, I'm selling you 99% of the shorvaseh, and 1% I keep for myself, and he doesn't specify which 1%. So that the Mishnah says, in such a case, since the ganav retains 1% over the general behemah, so that's called a shiur, and the ganav is not chayv dal behemah. What happens if he's mishair a particular limb? So then the Gemara had a machlokes tanoim and a machlokes amoraim had a paskin. There were different opinions. So we paskin the Rambam. I don't know. We paskin the Rambam paskin lahalacha like Rav. Dabra nita ima b'shchita. There was one opinion in the Braisa. Rabbi Amar dava hamaakev b'shchita. It's only considered a shear. Stami leave over a piece of flesh. That if you would have cut off that piece of meat from the animal while it was alive, the animal would still continue to live. It wouldn't be osos a treif, it wouldn't be osos a nevela. So Rebbe's opinion is, and the Braisa, that that's not called a shear. Only dava hamake b'shchita. What exactly does it mean dava hamake b'shchita? Does it mean dava osos a nevela, dava osos a treifa? So there was two versions of Rashi. Should have said inami in the Rashi. Rashi gave two different interpretations. That's what the Rashash points out. We have Kayotze B'zeva, we have a precedent. There is a machloikis in the first perek in Pcheris. With respect to Shut V'sakim, how much of a Shutvas does the Nachri have to have in the Behemah Hamavakeris, either in the Aim or in the Uber, in order to pata the Behemah from the Din of Pchor Behemah Torah? Does it have to be Dovah Hososa Nevela, or is it enough if it's Dovah Hososa Trefa? The Rashi writes the two Pshatim over here. Fine, so within Rebbe there are two versions, two variations, and Rav doesn't accept the either. Rav says, Dabra Nita B'Shchita, the Gemara quoted Atana, Atana who says, like Rav, Abshimon Alozar, Chutz Mi'odav Ragla, fine. Then there was Levi's opinion. Levi says, even Chutz Mi'giza Seho, even if leave out anything that's attached to the animal, even though the Giza is Amid L'Giza, it's Amid L'Hitolish. Then there was Atana who distinguished between the gizas and the karnayim, that the karnayim, since they're not oimid l'ktzitze, so if you leave out the karnayim, even if it's not diterim or b'shchita, that would be considered a shear. But if you leave out the gizas, that's not considered a shear, because the gizas is oimid l'ktzitze. It's oimid l'hitolish. Right? So we had all the different opinions. Now the Gemara is going to raise a possibility in the opposite direction. What if you have a dova hanita ima b'shchita, but it's not part of the goof? The Uber. So the Gemara had a few Boy Rab Yirmiya. We're about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Boy Rab Yirmiya, the line begins with the words Rab Yirmiya. Mechor chutz mishloshim yom. Mechor chutz b'melachta, what's the din? So the Gemara doesn't explain what the tzadi hasafik are. He's selling the whole behemah. He's not making a shear in the behemah, but he's making a shear epis in the zman. Chutz b'melachta, a shear. You have the right, you own the whole behemoth if you want. You can shecht it miyad, Rashi says. It's a mechira shlema. But he says, if you're not going to shecht it, if you're going to keep it and make it do malacha, you're going to rent it out to people and you're going to make money on the animal. So chutz min malachta. If you'll rent it out, so I reserve the ownership over the malachas. I reserve the right to collect all of that revenue from the renting out from malachas. So that's a suffix. Is that called the shir on that? There's no shir in the guva payment with respect to eating it, with respect to shechting and eating it, but it's a different kind of a shear. Does that count down? Chutz mishlosh me'am, also a different kind. Chutz mi'ubra is a regular shear. He's leaving out part of the animal itself. So what's the suffix by chutz mi'ubra? So that the Gemara has to explain. So we know there is a machlekes hatanoim, whether uber yerechimoy or uber lav yerechimoy. We know there is a machlekes harishonim, had a paskin also. Machlekes happens to be in Bava Kamma. The machlokes harishonim had a paskin happens to be in Bava Kamma, and then Zayin Amud Aleph, the Tosfos quotes a little bit. The machlokes is the Ri and the Rabbi Natam. If you look in Chulin, see on the side of the Gemara, on the left-hand margin on our daf, on Ayin Ches and Beis, they're mitzayin to look in Chulin, Nun Ches, Visham Nisman. And there the Gemara gives you the full list of all the Marmakaimis, where this machlegis appears in Shas, whether Ubi Yerachim or Balav Yerachim. So there in Chulin, Nun Ches, there's a long run on the side of the Rif, where he elaborates on this Tosus, on Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, the Tosus Dira Maschah, my time agufahi. The Tosus doesn't quote fully, but the Ran quotes it fuller. Tosus and other Masechtas quotes it fuller. That there's a machlekes, the Ri and the Rabbi and the Tam had a pasuk. And here Tosus quotes before. I'm a reader, B'chom Makom Ubi Yerachim, who labad milin yetrefa. That there you don't say Ubi Yerachim. The Rabbi and the Tam holds just the reverse, that Mikra Adin, Uba Lav Yerachim. Ran there in Chulin on Daf Nun Ches raises an issue that there is a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erechin. There's a Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Erechin, but the Mishnah says that you give Mises Bezin to men and to women. We don't discriminate against women. If the woman doesn't have Ere, a man is mezana with an Eishes Ish gets Misa, and the Eishes Ish also gets the same Misa that he gets. Sometimes she's worse off than he is. If she's a Baskoin, she's Insa, when the Chabad her Bistrefa, and the boy alone gets Chenik, he doesn't get Srefa. So she's worse off than him. So Mishnah says, what if the woman did for her Gutta Maisim Taibin, they're giving a Misa, Abedazara, Gilei Raishvi, Chazdam, whatever, she murdered someone, so we're going to give a Misa, and she happens to be pregnant. She's expecting a baby. So you have to wait till the baby is born or not. The Mishnah says, "Eim amtinu lad shetela." Unless it says, "Unless neker havlad," unless she's mamish in deep into labor and the neker havlad, so then you wait. It's not going to take so long. So then you wait till the baby is born. So the Gemara says pshita. The Gemara says on the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Eim amtinu lad shetela." If the woman is pregnant, you don't wait till the baby is born. Fake the Gemara pshita that you don't wait, that you kill her with the baby. It's not so pshita. So the Ran there in Chulin on Daf Nun Ches comments on this Gemara in Erchin, the end of the first parak. Why is it so pshita? I would have thought that everybody knows. Ask any Catholic galach, ask any rabbi. Abortion is awesome. So I would have thought, all right, the woman did an aver, so she deserves an einish misa. But why is the uber punished for the sins of the mother? So I would have thought that you shouldn't kill her till the baby is born. Why should you kill the uber? That's an Avera, no? Three different opinions. In Achrenim, we look in the Stechemed, under A for abortion, under Hapola Suber. So you look under Hapola Suber, under Hay for abortion. So he has a three-way Machloikis Achrenim. He has one opinion that abortion is Mutter. Another opinion that it's awesome in the Rabbanon. Third opinion that it's awesome in Atur. So the accepted opinion is that it's awesome in Atur. The other is Poshe, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a Beferishi Gemara, Tosfos shows from Gemara, that abortion is an Issa Derais. The question is, what is the nature of the Issa? Is it an Issa Chavola, or is it an Issa Ritzicha? If it's an Issa Ritzicha, the din is that if you kill an Uba, you're not Chayiv Misa. The Pasuk says, Shafech Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam Dama Yishafech. The Gemara makes a drasha, the simple pshat is Shafech Dam Ha'odam Kama, anyone who burned someone else, Ba'odam Dama Yishafech. Ba'odam means Aydei Bezin. He deserves Mises Bezin. That's the simple pshat. The Gemara Sanhedrin has an additional level of interpretation. It's not Lefi Pshuto. Shafech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam. If you kill an Uber, Dama Yishafech. You deserve the death penalty. So if you kill an Uber, you are Chayiv Mises. So the Gemara has a tradition that only goes on Bnei Noach. It doesn't apply to Yisrael. There's a Mishnah in Nida, the Ritinik Ben Yom Echod, Ahorga Neragolov. If the baby was born already, if you kill a baby who was born, Tinik Ben Yom Echod means he was born already. Then a Hargan Aragolov, if you kill a baby, you're Chayiv Misa, even though he's not bar mitzvah, even though he's not yet 30 days old, he's not Yotze Micheskas Misofik Nefel yet. The Mishnah says that you're Chayiv Misa. But if you kill an Uber, it's Mashma from the Mishnah Meferish that you're not Chayiv Misa. So the Chazal had a tradition that Pasuk, Shafech Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam, if you kill an Uber, Doma Yishofech, that only goes on B'nei Noach, and by Israel, it's not so. By Israel, you're not Chayiv Misa. How do they know? How do they know that the din only applies to Bnei Noach? And by Yisrael, one who performs abortion is not Chayiv Misa. The other psukim there apply to Yisrael also. The pasuk that teaches you that that suicide is awesome. That pasuk in Parshas Noach. So how do they know that this pasuk about killing an Uber doesn't apply to Yisrael? So the Achrayim say this. The Nechemiah quotes the Achrayim, and the Meiri and Masechet Shabbos says this, that there's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim about the Mei Vladis. So it says in Chumash, Ki Natsu Anoshim V'Nokvi Shohar V'Yotzu V'Yoladeha. So the din is if someone caused a woman to lose her baby, so you have to pay the mevlodis to the father of the baby. So the pasuk says that's only imlo yiasan anishi anish. That's only provided that the woman doesn't die. And masan yiyeh, if the woman dies, then when asata nefesh tachas nefesh, what does it mean? Come levi derab minet. That if he killed the woman, even though it's by mistake, it's b'shoigig. So b'shoigig does not chiyav miso. So that's the din of kam levi derabine loichi lakde ben shoigig lemezid. You still say kam levi derabine. That's called tanu de bechiskia. Tanu de bechiskia. The Gemara has a price. It quoted many places that even if the person did an aver, which if he would have done it in mezid, would have been chay misa. Even though he only did it b'shoigig, you also say kam levi derabine on b'shoigig. So the pasuk says. He has to pay the mevlodos if the mother, if the woman is not killed. And masan yeah, if the woman is killed, then you don't pay the mevlodos. Come levi derabbanan. So the question begs itself. But you killed the uber. Kill the uber should make it come levi derabbanan. So you see, the killing an uber doesn't carry with it an einish misa, and it's not even called tana de bechiskia. Why don't you say it's considered like b'shege? It's not even called tana de bechiskia. There's no kam levi derabbanan. So that's apparently where the Tanoim got this idea from. That's what the Stechemit quotes this from Rav Shlomo Levilna, I think. He used to correspond with all the rabbis. The Stechemit was a Sephardi rabbi who was born in Eretz Yisrael, and then he took a rabbanus in Russia, and he didn't know what was going on with the Minhagim. All the Minhagim were totally different from what he was used to in Eretz Yisrael. Is to correspond to all the rabbanim in Europe to find out whether the balabatim are pulling his leg, whether there is such a minig or not. So he's to correspond with the Nitziv and Rav Shlomo Levilna and many other Gedolei Torah. So he has all of their letters in the safe. So Le'inyan, they wrote about the Minhagim, then they started writing about the whole alphabet from Aleph to Tav, and he wrote a whole encyclopedia on Kol HaTorah Kula with everybody's letters and with all the marmakimes that he has. So the Tanoim have like this in the Mishnah: the one who kills an uber is not chayiv misa, based on the pasuk in Mishpat. And the pasuk that says shefech tam ha'adam ba'adam, if you kill an uber, dam yishafech, that only applies to Benanech, doesn't apply to Yisro. But we assume there is an Yisr. One who kills an uber, there is an Yisr. So the question is, what is the nature of the Yisr? Is it an Yisr etzicha? The only thing is that it's a lower level Yisr etzicha. So that's why there isn't even any. There's no chayiv misa, and there's no kamblei b'dirabmina. Even it's not even considered like a ton of the bechiskiyah. It should be assumed that it's not at all an Issa Ritzicha, that it's only perhaps an Issa Chavola. Let's say a woman has five fingers and you decide to cut off one finger and she looks abnormal. So that's an Issa Chavola. If a woman has six, person has six fingers and he looks abnormal, he wants to cut off one of the fingers to look normal, so that's not an Issa Chavola. That's a Mutter. That's Letzorach Tikkun HaGuf. The person wants to look better. But if the person wants to donate a finger, person wants to donate a finger to someone else, to science or something, for research. So that's an Issa Chavol that you're not allowed, that you're not permitted to do. So is the Issa to do an abortion because we assume that it's normal, healthy, it's not wonderful, that the woman is having a baby? That's natural. She doesn't want to have any babies. But that's not normal. Normal is that people have babies. So then it would constitute an Issa Chavol if you cut out the baby. Let's say the finger is going to cause sickness. Finger is gangrenous and it's going to cause me problems. So then I can cut off the finger and I look abnormal. I only have four fingers. But I want to cut it off. That's not unreasonable in such a case. So let's say that's the shot. Let's say the woman is pregnant with a fetus and the doctors tested the fetus and they know that it's a problem. It's going to be a sick baby and it's going to cause aggravation. It's going to cause trouble for years and years. They're going to suffer with this baby. So if you're just dealing, if the Isser of abortion, we assume it's an Isser deraisa. If one should assume the Isser of abortion is just an Isser chavola, then whenever it's medically recommended, so we should do it. Like if they medically recommend to cut off one of your five fingers, it'll be healthier for you. So I'd rather live with four fingers than live with five fingers and have aggravation all the time. But if it's an Isser itziche to kill the uber, then the only heter will be if the uber is a raider. The only time there's a heter itzich is if the uber is a roif. So the Mishnah says in Aholos, Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis and Beis quotes the Mishnah in Aholos that says that if the mother, huh?
Perek Zayin,
I thank you, Mishnah Vav. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik, this reminds me, Rav Soloveitchik used to give the shiur, and he didn't remember. He remembered what Nesichta was. He didn't remember what Daf and what Amad Aleph, Amad Beis. He didn't remember. We remember. I remember. Oh, big fat Tosis on Amad Aleph. He didn't remember fat Tosis, skinny Tosis, Amad Aleph. He just remembered what topic was first and what topic was second. He would look in the Gemara. No, it's before that. No, it's after that. He remembered what order it was. So when he'd say the shiur, and the students would want to know what Daf, so he would say, so Gemara and Shabbos, Aaron Lichtenstein used to sit next to him. He used to say in Yiddish, "Velcha daf Aaron." What daf? So he would say, "Oh, daf mem gimel amad beis, daf pei gimel amad aleph." Whatever. He would always scream out. So that's why people thought the Rabban Lichtenstein was only a bucky. So that's why he had a show afterwards that he changed his whole style of shiurim, because people used to make fun of him that he's only a bucky. So he insisted on giving only shiurim in iyun, in havana. He didn't want to show that he had this bikis, but. When he was a student of Rav Soloveitchik Shir, he was always the one who was called upon to say the Bekiyas. So I got Aaron Lichtenstein over there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So what does the Mishnah say in Ohalas? Makasha Leled means what? She's in the middle of labor. Working hard. Makasha Leled, labor. Difficult labor. We're afraid that the woman is going to lose her life because of the delivery. The delivery is so bad. The baby is causing such trouble. The woman is going to lose her life. So the din is that you have to kill the baby and cut it up in little pieces in order that the baby shouldn't kill the mother. If al pidin the baby became a yolud already, yotzer rosha or rubo, then it's considered ki yolud. Then you're not allowed to kill a uber in order to save the mother's life. Because the baby is not born, so it's just an embryo, it's just a fetus. So then you have to kill a uber in order to save the mother's life. So that's a question on that Mishnah. Why is it permissible? Why does the Mishnah distinguish between yotzer rosha verubo as opposed to adayin lo yotzer rosha verubo? Yotzer rosha verubo is already considered ki yolud. Vein doich nefesh pimpnei nefesh. Why is it if lo yotzer rosha verubo? Why is it over there that you're allowed to kill the Yuba? What happened to the Yisr Ritzicha? So Rashi on that Gemara, where's the Gemara in Sanhedrin? I'm based on the base. They don't give you cross references there.
I have to read myself.
Okay. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I'm based on the base, quotes that Mishnah Noholos. So the Rashi on the Gemara says, because an Uber is not a Nefesh. That's how most of the Rishonim say. An Uber is not a Nefesh, and there's no Yisr Ritzicha to kill an Uber. The Pashtus is that it's an Issa Chavola. Whatever is medically recommended, then there wouldn't be any Nisar Chavola. The Rambam is the one who doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns, no, that the Uber, there is an Nisar Ritzicha on the Uber. The Nisar Deraisa of abortion is not just an Nisar Chavola, it's an Nisar Ritzicha. The only way to be Mata Nisar Ritzicha is if someone is a Reitiv. So the Rambam says, if the baby is causing the mother to lose her life, the Uber is causing mother to lose, then the Uber has the status of a Reitiv, and you're allowed to kill the Uber. So the question is, why is Yotzer Rosho? So Yotzer Rosho is the same thing. So Yotzer Rosho Veruba, so the baby is a Yolud, so it should still be a din of Reitiv. So the Gemara asked that question. Why shouldn't the baby be considered a Reitiv? So the Gemara gives an answer, which the Rambam quotes, that you can't consider the baby a roidif because the baby does not bechlav what he's doing. The baby didn't choose. A roidif is someone who's taking a gun and he wants to shoot someone else. He knows what he's doing. The baby doesn't have bechira chavshis over here. The baby is not doing anything on its own. This is kachut tiva shaloylam, the Rambam quotes. Kachut tiva shaloylam. The Gemara said that's not called a roidif. So if that's not called a roidif, so why is it that if it's lo yotzer rosh v'rubo, how come the Rambam says that then it is a roidif? So that's what the early Achrayim asked. The Tshuva is going to Kadmoy. They all asked that Kasha. The Rambam, you know, from the Bach, from the times of the Bach, they all asked that Kasha. The Rambam is a Pella. How does he say, Lo Yotzer Rosho, the baby, you should kill a baby. It's a mitzvah to kill a baby to save the mother's life because the baby is a Reidev. But the Rambam himself quotes the Gemara that if Yotzer Rosho, the baby is not a Reidev. So how did it all of a sudden become a Reidev if Lo Yotzer Rosho? So apparently, apparently the Rambam thinks that there are two dinim of Reidev. There are two dinim of Reidev. Sometimes there's a din of Reidev by a yalud, by a person who's born already, so there's only a din of roidef if he's a roidef bekumbi asei. And this is not a roidef bekumbi asei. This is the way the delivery is turning out. The baby didn't choose to do anything over here. And by a baby who wasn't born yet, then there's a din of roidef b'shevi al tasi, even though the baby is not doing anything. And the Rambam has, where's that Rambam? That Peladika Rambam that everybody talks about, that's on the first page in Hilchos Ratzeach Shmiras Nefesh. Perek Aleph in Hilchos Ratzeach Shmiras Nefesh Halacha Tes. Fich Achoru Chachamim She'amuber She'im Mekasha Leila Muta Lach Tachuba B'Meyer Mpnei She'u Kareidef Acharei Lahorga. However, Im She'hotzi Rosha Ein Nogim Bo She'ein Doicha Nefesh Mpnei Nefesh Zehu Tiva Shalom. Is not a Reidef. And first he says, if lo yotzerosha, he is a roidef. If yotzerosha, he is not a roidef. Astira minei beis. Apparently, the Rambam thinks that there are two dinim of roidef. If you're dealing with a yalud, a human being who was born already, then you have to have a redifa bikumbi yaseh. See, here there's no redifa bikumbi yaseh. It's totally shevi al tasa. But if you're dealing with a baby who wasn't born, so then even a roidef b'shevi al tasa is also considered a roidef. And the Rambam, in just a page before, Hilchos Ratzeach Shmiras Nefesh Perek Aleph follows Hilchos Chayv Lamazik. The last din in Hilchos Chayv Lamazik, the Rambam quotes a Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Bava Kamma ends Kuf Yud Tes. So we'll soon get there. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara has a case. Svinish, the Rambam represents, the Rambam quotes the story. Svinish Achash Vel Hishovim Mepnei Koibet Hamasui. There's a boat, and they're traveling by boat, and everybody took their luggage on the boat. And the boat is going to sink because it's way too heavy. Perik Ches Halacha Tezvav. The very last Halacha in Ilchas Ratzeach Shmiras Nefesh. Just the page before Perik Aleph, just the page before the Rambam by the Mu'uberes. So he has Svina Shachash V'lehishovim Pnei Koibet Amasui. A boat is going to sink because they have passengers and they have luggage and it's too much. So in order to save everyone's life, so they're throwing off luggage a little at a time. So they push off one donkey. Then they push off. They don't want to throw off all the valuable stuff. Someone has a box full of diamonds. The diamonds are not so heavy. That's not the fat people are heavy, or the horse or the donkey is heavy. The diamonds are not going to throw. It doesn't make sense to throw over the diamonds. A guy has $1 million in his pocket. He's not going to make $1 million. A lot of money, heavy stuff, but it's not heavy on the boat. That's not going to make the boat sink. So you throw off the fat animals. So the Rambam says someone threw off heavy stuff into the ocean. So whoever did it is potter. Why? So the pashtus is because pikuach nefesh is derech kol ha'tar kula. So since there's a heta pikuach nefesh to do, there's an isa mazik and there's a chiyuv mazik. So since there's a heta pikuach nefesh to do the isa mazik, there's no avera in this situation. If the guy himself throws off his luggage because he wants to save his life, so of course there's no one to discuss, nothing to discuss whether he's chayv or potter. The shail is, the owner is not there. The owner is sent to transport. He has someone else to take his stuff on the boat. He's going to come by plane. Whatever. He's going to swim. Whatever. He's going to come on a different boat. So the child is someone else is throwing his stuff into the ocean. So who said, why they put the from pay? So the Pashup Shat, one might learn, because Pekuach Nefesh is Dech HaKola Terakula. So Pekuach Nefesh is Dech HaDaveir of Mazik. So there's no Aveir. So once there's no Aveir, so there's no Chiv to pay. Is that true? Once there's no there, there's no chiyuv to pay? And a person is mazik b'shu, so he's not chay. The pashta says that it's not true. You have in the first parak. You have the cases, poskim b'vasem, garfim arasem, arsachamo, ein lehem rishus, vim hiziku chayavim l'shalom. And davav, you have cases where the person is a mazik b'shu, he has a heta to be mazik, and he's still chayiv to pay. So the Rambam writes, the reason why he potter is not because pikuach nefesh, not because Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Yisurim, but Pekuach Nefesh doesn't patter from Tashlumen. Why is he patter? So the Rambam says, the reason why he patter, because the heavy luggage, Shehamasa Sheba, the heavy luggage, is Kimorodif Achreim Lahorgum. Umitzvah Rabba also Shehishlich Vahoshiyam. He says that the heavy luggage that's weighing down the boat has a din of Roidev. What do you mean a din of Roidev? Mamsha Redifa B'Shevi Altasa. What, the heavy luggage is Roidev? Heavy luggage is not a bardas. He doesn't know what it's doing. The Gemara has a case that it's a donkey. The donkey doesn't realize that it's weighing down the whole boat. The Rambam just says luggage. Luggage is not even a balchai. So the Rambam obviously holds that there are two dinim of roidef. If you're dealing with a human being, has to be redifa b'kum b'yaseh. So when the baby is yatzer rosha, he's a yolud. Ein doicha nefesh mimtei nefesh. V'zeu tiva shalolam. You can't call the baby a roi. You can't call the baby a roi. Because it's redifa b'shevi al tasa. But when you're dealing with luggage, that is not a human being at all. So even redifa b'shevi al tasa is also redifa. So apparently the Rambam understood that that's the reason why you can kill the Uber. Even though the Uber is only a rei b'shevi al tasa, he's not a rei b'kum b'yaseh. But kol zman shelo yotze rosho. So the Uber has the same din like a donkey, that even redifa b'shevi al tasa also you can kill.
From your point of this, Rav Chaim's whole diyuk, that the Rambam holds that it's taka is a nefesh against Rashi, it's not a diyuk because in kol mazik he applies it to inanimate objects. Yeah. The fact that the Rambam calls the Uber a Roidev doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Nefesh.
No, but why does the Rambam have to come with a heter of Roidev to be allowed to kill the Uber? You should say, because Nefesh is Deicha the Issa Mazik. He's talking over here about the Issa, he's not talking about pain. There in the end of Chayvel Mazik, he's talking about pain. The Issa is Avaramuta Mitam Pikoch Nefesh. So what does the Rambam have to say? The reason why it's permissible to kill the Uber to save the mother's life, if Lo Yotze Rosho, is because the Uber is a writer. He should have said, because Pekoch Nefesh is Deicha, Kolat Arkula. So it's only an Isser of Chayvel. So Pekoch Nefesh, Mata, the Isser of Chayvel. So the Rambam holds, no, it's an Isser Ritzicha. To kill an Uber is an Isser Ritzicha, Grammar Tzicha, something like that. The Rambam holds that it's an Isser Ritzicha, and the only heter that you have is if the Uber is a writer. And he holds that there are two dinim of writer. Once he's a Yolo, then it has to be a writer, if Bekum Yaseh. And before he's a Yolud, so the right of the Redifa that he has from Sfina Shachash Vali Yishavah, from the last Tadachah here, is also considered a right of. This is where Rav Chaim points out, that the Rambam has two dinim of right of, and one is similar to the last Tadachah in the Chayvel HaMazik. This Rav Chaim is quoted by Rabbi Sazalman in Eben Hazel. Rabbi Sazalman learned a little bit by Rav Chaim. They were friendly in Galoja. So that's the big shaila. What's the Yisr? The accepted opinion is that, again, the Stechem quotes the three opinions, whether abortion is an Yisr deraisa, an Yisr derabbanan, and muta legamre. So the Taisus in Sanhedrin proves from the Gemara that it's an Yisr deraisa. That's out of the question. You can't say it's muta legamre, you can't say it's an Yisr derabbanan. That's against the Gemara. It's clearly an Yisr deraisa. The only shaila is, what's the nature of the Yisr deraisa? Is it an Yisr ritzicha, an Yisr chavola? This is what the Ran poses this question. The Ran in Chulan Daf Nun Ches poses the question on the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erechin, that the Mishnah says, Muberes, Isha Sheyotze Lehorek, a woman is pregnant and she's Chayiv Mrs. Bezna for whatever, for Shabbat Zorg, Yelarash, Vichazdan, whatever she did. So it says, Eimam Tinan La Shetele, you don't wait till the baby is born unless Neka Havla, then you have to wait. So the Gemara says on the Mishnah, Pshita, of course you kill the woman, you don't have to wait. So the Ran in Chul and Daf Nun Ches says, why is it Pshita? I would have thought that you have to wait. The woman did an Aveira, so she's Chayv Misa, but what's the heter to kill the Yuba? Why should it be Mutter to kill the Yuba? So the Gemara asks Pshita, the Gemara answers, Ma'u de Tema, I would have thought that you're not allowed to kill the woman while she's pregnant, because you're not a Mamazik, because there is an institution of the Mevelotis, there is a Pasuk in Chumash, that you have to pay the Mevelotis. You have to pay. So you see that the Vlodis are considered Mamayna de Baal. So Ma'ud Tema, that you're not allowed to give the death penalty to the woman when she's still pregnant, because you maksa the Baal Mamayna. You give a person Mrs. Bezen when he did an Avera and it warrants a Mrs. Bezen. So you give Mrs. Bezen, but you have to be careful not to be maksa someone else's Mamayna. So a person's life doesn't belong to someone else. I don't belong to my wife, I don't belong to my children, I don't belong to the yeshiva. Every person is a free person. You don't belong to somebody else. So if a person did an averis, you give him an einish misa. But if the woman did an averis, so she deserves an einish misa. She's pregnant, so the uber is mamayna de baal. So ma'u de teima, that's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Ma'u de teima, I would have thought that you don't give misa's bezin until the baby's born. Why you have no right to be mapsa the husband, his mamayna is? So kamashmal in the Mishnah that you do. But there's no chiddush. The Ran asks, why didn't you say a bigger chiddush? What mamayna de baal? I should have said a bigger chiddush, that you're not allowed to kill the woman because you're killing the Uber. What right do you have to kill the Uber? No, that's pshita in the Gemara. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is, I would have thought that the Uber is mamayna de baal b'harai from the parsha of Mevelotis. So So Kamashmal on the Mishnah that you do give the Misa. And how do they know? So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. Misa gam shneim gam the rabbis has havlad. That you even give the Misa to the woman, even if she's pregnant, even though you're killing the Uber. So that's the Ran's question in Chulin Daftim Ches. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Mao de Tema, that you're killing the Uber? That you're not about to kill an Uber unnecessarily. Uber, no, the Uber is not Chai Misa. So the Ran says, that Gemara seems to be a conclusive proof to the Ri. Handaf Mem Zayin, that Uba Yerachim, and Kala Tarkula Uba Yerachim. And the Ri says the one exception to the rule is by Trefa. Okay, he gives a rule and exception to the rule. So he says, for not Gemara would appear that we say Uba Yerachim. So when you kill, when you're killing the woman has another limb. So let's say a person has an extra limb. A person has, instead of five fingers, he has six fingers. So you're going to say, you're not allowed to give Mises Bezdin, you're only allowed to kill the Ramach Evarim that the person has. This person happens to have an extra couple Evarim. Here the finger has three Evarim. One, two, three, each one is a separate bone. Basa Gidma Tzamas is an Evarim. Every finger has three Evarim. The thumb has two Evarim. Okay. That's two bones. So that's a Chiddush, that if a person deserves Einish Mises and he has six fingers on every hand and six toes on every foot, so you, on each foot, so you're going to say, you're not allowed to give Misa because he has an extra Uber, has an extra Aver. All the Avarim that belong to that person are going to get Misa over here. So the Ran says, for that Gemara would seem to indicate that the Ri is right. The Uber Yerachima, and therefore you're not, the Uber's gave him Avera. So the Shad is, but the Rabbin and Tom Paskins, La Lach, the Uber is Lav Yerachima. So what do you do with that Gemara? So the Ran comes up with this suggestion. Maybe may or may not be relevant to our Gemara. So he says, even if you hold that Uber is lav yerachimoy, that means that it's two gufim, but it's still one person. Or if you're dealing with a behemoth, here the Gemara on Ardaf, Ubi yerachimoy is a topic that's discussed in the Gemara with respect to animals and with respect to human beings. Here the Gemara is talking about the topic of Ubi yerachimoy by animals. Other Gemara is talking about Ubi yerachimoy by people. That's how the Ran put the two together. The Ran said from that Gemara. The Ran is just quoting a Tosis. Tosis has that haichocha. The Ri has that haichocha. The Tosis by us, I don't think, brings the haichocha, but the Tosis and other mesichtes brings it. Therefore, the Gemara's question in the end of the first parak in Erech and Pshita, it would seem like the Ri, the Rubi Yerachimah. So the Ran defends the Rabbein Tam. He quotes often the Balei Tosis, defends the Rabbein Tam. He says, even if you're all like the Rabbein Tam, the Ruba Lav Yerachimah, what it means is that it's two goofing, but it's still one person. So since that person did whatever, so that person deserves the Einish Mises Bezin. So you can give the Mises Bezin, there's no problem. It's one person. It's one person with two bodies.
But the Gemara in Sanhedrin by a shore that's Nagaf. Gemara says, tell on the Machlekes.
It's one behemoth with two gufim. Same thing by behemoth. It's one behemoth with two gufim.
Why would you be mechalik from people and behemoths?
Not mechalik. Same thing. I say the same by behemoths. It's two gufim, you only collect megufo. So if the animal has two gufim, you can only collect from that guf that did the hezek. You can't collect from the other guf. But it's still one behemoth. That's what a lot of gedolim came up with the same mind for. The Chazanish has this, and Rab Velvala has this chiddush, and Tzemach David, the Mikdash David has this chiddush. And the other Gdolim around that time, all the recent Gdolim, they all point out the same thing, and some of them point out that that's what the Ran wrote, Chul and Daf Nun Ches. They bring all kinds of rayas that this is so. Rayas from Kotshim, from Tumura, and rayas from Tosis and Ksubas, Daf Yudalev, and other rayas from other Makuris. That Uber, Lav Yerachimai, doesn't mean that it's totally two different things. Uber, Lav Yerachimai means that it's a different goof, but it's the same animal. It's one animal with two bodies, or it's one person with two bodies. So let's see again our Gemara. The Gemara had the three Sveikas, the three Ibayas. So the first, the Ibay Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mechor Chutz M'Shlosh Yamachul Chutz M'Malachta. Okay, that's the question. Is that called the Shir? Because you're not really Mishair in the Mechiris HaBehema. The entire behemoth you're selling, but you're being mishayir in the zman ha-mechira, in the aspect of the mechira, but the whole behemoth is being sold. Chutz meyubra, you're simply being mishayir in the guf ha-behemoth. You're leaving out the uber. So what's the shayda? The Gemara says, aliba mandom uber yerachimai hu. If one would hold uber yerachimai lo teboilach to hashir bo. That's Kevim Evera. Fuba Yerachima, he left out an Evim Evera. Kita Boyalach, I'll leave him on the Omar. Uba Lav Yerachima, who am I? What's the din? Neymar Amrinon, should I say, Kevim Mechuba Bo, Havi Shir, should I say, even though Uba Lav Yerachima, what's up, Kosov? It's attached. What do you mean attached? What about like the wool? The wool is also attached, but it's not Dovashen and Niterima Bishchito. If you hold like Rav, that's how the Raman passed. If you hold like Rav, it's a Dovashen and Nita Bishchito. But over here, the Uber is Nita Bishchito. So what is the Gemara stuffing? Kidboy lachalibam and the Uber, lab yerechim amai. Name Raminu, should I say Kevin Mchuba Bo, Havi Shiur? What is Mchuba Bo Plero? Odim, Kevin Mirfash Minakoi, lo Havi Shiur. What was the first tzad to say? Kevin the mechuba ba, but it's uba lav yerachim ayu. So maybe that's what it means. Uba lav yerachim means that's what the Ran explained in Chul and Daf Nuches. Uba lav yerachim means that they're two goofin, but it's still one behema, or it's two goofin and it's still one person. So maybe that's what the Gemara is driving at. Maybe I mean on Kevin the mechuba ba havi shir, even though it's two goofin, but it's one animal. So it's one animal. So I didn't sell the whole animal. I only sold half of the animal. It's a different svar. So some kisveyad of the Gemaras don't have the rest. It just says teiku at this point. And our Gemara has like other kisveyad. Ikadiyami, another version has it. But there's something that doesn't read straight over here. Even those kisveyad that do have it don't all have the same text as we have. Ikadiyami. Kevin the lav yerachim uhu loy havi shiur uba lav yerachim, it's a different goof. Oy dilma, so the first side of the Gemara said kevin the mechuba bo havi shiur means even though it's a different goof, but it's still a behema. It's one behema with two goof. Now the Gemara says a different word. Should I say uba lav yerachim uhu loy havi shiur? It's a different goof. It's not a shiur. Oy dilma kevin the tzorach lishtarui bahado bishchito keman the shiur begoof adomi teiku. What do you mean kevin the tzorach lishtarui bahado bishchito? What is that loshen tzorach? So in the other kisveya, they don't have the word tzorich. It doesn't read straight. Since the din is that the uber is nita b'shchita simo, that's the din of ben pekuah. If I shech the mother, the uber is nita b'shchita simo. So the Gemara. So that's the shaila that Rebbe said, dovar nita rima b'shchita. That was Rav. Rav said, dovar nita rima b'shchita. Here you have a dovar nita b'shchita. Before you had, let's say, gizus, chutz v'karneho v'gizoy seho. So that's part of the guf ha-behema, but it's not nita b'shchita. Now you have the reverse. Something that's nita b'shchita is not part of the guf ha-behema. If you all do balav yarechimai, so the uber is not part of the guf ha-behema, but it is nita rima b'shchita. So that's why it's better without this word tzorech. You should say, oidol mekeven d'ishtarui b'hado b'shchita, since shchita same is mata the uber, so maybe I should say command the shir beguf adam. Maybe that is called the shir. Maybe that is called the shir. Means, in general, I say uba lav yerachimai. But the din of ben pekuah means that with respect to heta shchita, I say uba yerachimai. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes hashecher samuberes muta lechal esa uber. The Rambam writes uba yerachimai. So the Achronim asks, what do you mean uba yerachimai? There's a whole discussion in Homach like the Satarim. What uba yerachimai? Lav yerachimai. The Rambam is telling us that the institution of Ben Pekua, that is Nita B'Shchitasim, is based on the premise that Ubi Yerachim is Hakan to be a Machloek Satanoim. Everybody agrees that there's a din of Ben Pekua. So the answer is no, like the Gemara says here, Kivin is Shtarui Bahado B'Shchita, Kamandi Shei Beguf Adam. It means, B'Regir to the Heta Shchita, we say Ubi Yerachim. So that's what the Gemara says, Teku. Our Sofik. But that's interesting. The Gemara entertains a tzad to say that even though uba lav yerachimai, kevin the mechuba ba havi shir. What does it help mechuba ba? So l'chor, that's what the Ran said. That's what all these Achrenim said. It's two goofing, but it's one behema. The next Gemara we saw already, boy rapope. Ginova kito mechora mahu. Is that called the shir or not? He didn't sell everything that he stole, because at the time that he stole, the behemoth had more evorim. But he cut off those evorim, he cuts off a leg, and then he shechts the animal later, and then he sells the animal later. Should I say miyaminim by the gonav havoisav? And it's called the shear because he didn't sell everything. He didn't sell everything that was there at the time of Geneva. Oidilma my dezav and holo shear. Or should I say shear is determined by the shas hamechira, by the shas hatvicha, not determined by the shas hageneva. So the Gemara says take kagut the suffix. Okay. The next Gemara is a very famous Gemara. So we say yesh shalich ledvar aver by tficha umechira. So we have the Babli quotes this girsim from the Tosefta, nosan lache v'tovach, nosan lache v'mocha, that you say yesh shalich ledvar aver by both, by tovach and by mocha. That's what it says many times in the Gemara. By tovach and by mocha, we say yesh shalich ledvar aver. Gana v'higdish, aris magdish the behema. So Hegdish itself is an act of Mechira. It belongs to Hegdish now. Gona v'Hegdish is Chayv. Gona v'Hikiv. What if I sold on credit? Ba'akofa, ha'mecha ba'akofa, Rashi writes, mecha ba'amona bi'ashroi v'lo kibbal adam. He didn't get paid yet. The Ganav sold the behemoth to someone else that walks off with it. He says, I'll pay you within the next 30 days. I'll pay you. Okay. So he trusts him. So Gana Vehikif, if the Ganav sold on credit, even though he didn't take the kish yet for selling the Sherbaseh, still, Sof Kol Sof is Mocha, so he's Chayv. Gana Vehechlif, what do you mean Gana Vehechlif? I sold it to one person in exchange for which he's not going to give me money, he's going to give me a different commodity. Amachlif Porabach Amor. Fine. That was also a Mechira. Gana Vehechlif is a Mechira. That's what we pointed out. That's a chiddush, because the Gemara in Chorus has a machlokes hatanaim regarding hachzaras haaretz lebaalim b'yovel. That the Chumash only says if I sold the field to someone else, then it goes back to yovel. If it was de achuza by me, if it's a de achuza, then when it comes to yovel, it goes back to me. Unless it was a de mikna, unless I bought it from someone else, and he bought it from someone else, so it goes back to the original owner, whoever the original owner was who used to own it. If there was de achuza, so it goes back to him b'yovel. So what if a person has a steachuza and he gives it away b'matana? He doesn't sell it. The original person, the Chumash, only talks about a person has a steachuza and he sells it. What if he gives it b'matana? So that's a machlokes armen hachachamim, whether matana kemecha, matana lav kemecha. And Yerushalmi says that this machlokes, Yerushalmi in Ma'aser Sheni says that this machlokes, the beginning of Ma'aser Sheni, the Rash quotes it on the first parak in Ma'aser Sheni. That this machlokes armen the rabbana, whether matana kemecha, matana lav kemecha, is not restricted only to that situation of Hachzor Soros Labailim B'Yovel. It applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. Whenever there's a din of Mecher, whether Maton is din of Kemecher or not. So the Yerushalmi talks about Ma'aser Sheni. Is a Machlokes HaTanai, whether Ma'aser Sheni, Mamon Bailim or Mamon Gavoya. So if you hold Mamon Bailim, then you can sell a Ma'aser Sheni to someone else. If you hold this Mamon Gavoya, you cannot sell a Ma'aser Sheni to someone else. Sure. So on the assumption that it's Mamon Gavoya, that's how we pass it. Gemara says, usually, Rameh Rabiud Allah Rabiud. And here we pass them like Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds the Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya because you have a Stam Mishnah that the din is like Reb Meir. That's the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. But this is an exception to the rule. Here we pass them. Meir Reb Yudah, we pass like Reb Meir. The Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So if Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, so that implies that you cannot sell it. So the Yerushalmi raises the question, what about to give the Ma'aser Sheni b'matana? Is that permissible or not? So Yerushalmi says that depends on the Machlokes HaTanaim. By Mchiris, by Hachzor Soros Labailim B'Yovel. If you hold over there Matana Kemecher, then over here also is Matana Kemecher. So just like you cannot sell a Ma'aser Sheni, so you cannot give him Matana. If you hold Matana's Lav Kemecher, if you hold Matana's Lav Kemecher, but again to Hachzor Soros Labailim B'Yovel, so then Matana's not Kemecher, but again to the din of Ma'aser Sheni Mam Gavoya. So even though you cannot sell a Ma'aser Sheni, you would be able to give it over to Matana. So here, the Gemara just quotes a brayso. Gana v'nasim matonas chayv dal v'hei. The Gemara doesn't point that. It should really depend on that machlekes satana. What a matana kemecher. So the Gemara would appear it's not totally zebzeh. Why not? It's a shtikla problem. Why not? That's what the Gemara is assuming. Gana v'nasim matana. The matana is the same din as mecher.
The Rashba is the kasha.
Ah, no.
I don't remember what he's entirely asked based on
Gana. You got to take a look. The Rashba is the kasha. It sounds like a good kasha. Okay. So all the Rishonim work on this brisa. Tana Rabbanan, this is a Tosefta. So the Tosefta says Gona v'Higdish is chayv to pay dalet v'hei. So the Gemara says right before the Mishnah, v'ashminon sefer Gona v'Higdish, that mali mechor lahed yed mali mechor la shamayim. That's the chiddush and the tosefta. The gun of the hikdush is chayv davar day. What's the difference? Mali b'chor lehedyot. Mali b'chor lashmaim. What's the difference whether he sells it or gives it the matana to a pasav adam, or he gives it over the matana to hikdush? The Tosef says, Tosef and all the Rishonim ask the kasha that the Gemara showed earlier from the Mishnah in our perek, from the Mishnah in perek Merubah, that if a person is magdish the shorvaseh, he's not chayv davar day. The Gemara explained why, because Mekora Tura Deruvim, Mahashka Tura Deruvim. If I sell or I give the Sharvah Sebe Matana to Abbas of Adam, that's called Mekora Tura Deruvim, Mahashka Tura Shimon. It used to belong to me, now it belongs to him. But if I'm Magdish Ashur, then I say Mekora Tura Deruvim, Mahashka Tura Deruvim, it's not considered a Mechira. So it's a Stira Gluya between the two Gemaras. Our Gemara says, Mali Mechora Lahedi, Mali Mechora Lahashamai. It's the same that the act of Hakdosh itself is the equivalent of mechira, and tavach hamachar is mechayv dalavei. And the Gemara before says fakir. So a lot of Rishonim hold that it's a machlekes hatanai, machlekes between the Mishnah and Perek Merubah and the Tosefta, machlekes hatanai. And the Taisus came up with an einfal. Taisus and the Raivin and the Balamor, the Raivin and Balamor learned pechavrusim. The Taisus and the Rabbit in Balamor, these Rishonim that we usually learn, Taisus came up with a fantastic teretz, chilek between Kachem Mizbech and Kachem Berek HaBais, that this Braisa that says Gona Behigdish is Chayiv, because Higdish is the equivalent of Mechira, that's talking when it's Kachem Berek HaBais, not Kachem Mizbech. So Kachem Berek HaBais is Mamish Mamon Hegdish Bikinyonim, that belongs to Hegdish. So when you magdish it, that's mamish an act of giving over bailus to the hegdish. But if a person is magdish lamizbeach, the Gemara early on that find Bob was talking about one who is magdish lamizbeach, so magdish lamizbeach doesn't belong to hegdish, it still belongs to the Bala Beima. He endowed it with kedushas hegdish. You have to treat it with respect. So we say it's mama gavaya, you can't do whatever you please with it. You have to treat it with derech eretz. So basically that's what Tosis says. That this Gemara that says Mali Mechor Lahed Mali Mechor Lashemayim is talking about Kachi Berek Abayis. This is the second line of Taisus. Vayri B'Kachi Berek Abayis L'Shach Lamei Mekor Tur Deruvein Vash L'Tur Dum Kachi Kemo B'Kachi Mizbeach. Why? So Taisus understands Mekor Tur Deruvein Vash L'Tur Deruvein means Shekor Ben Kor V'Chaper Al Abaylim V'Nishchat L'Shmo. So therefore V'Shein Baylim Olam V'Sheini Kein. If it's Kachem Mizbeach, then we say Meikor Tura Deruvin, Hashem Tura Deruvin, he's still the Bailim for Kapara purposes. But if it's Kachem Berek HaBais, then he's not the Bailim. So this is what Tosfos says. You take a look in the Ravid on the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Gona Behigdish is not Chayv Daladhei. So the Ravid is Masik on the Rambam. He should have said it. Depends whether it's Kachem Mizbeach or Kachem Berek HaBais. He says the Rambam was Mekatzir. He should have explained a little better. Like Tosfos explains, that it depends. Here the Rambam writes, Perek Beis in Hilchos Ganeiv Halacha Vav. Gona Behigdish. Gona Behigdish is not Chayv Dalad Vehe. So the Ravid says, "Amar Avram Kitze Bekan." The Ravid is Perek Beis and Luchos Ganeiv Halacha Avot. Kitze Bekan. The Rambam abridged it too much. Shemigdisha Hegdish Better Gabais Mishalam Dal Vehe Mali Mochel Shemai Mali Mochel Lehedyot Ad Kan Lashon Ravid. So the Magen Mishnah writes on that Rambam and Perek Beis Halacha Avot and Luchos Ganeiv that the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban and Rov Harishonim do not go for this Tosfos Chilek. That's made a fantastic shtickle Torah over here. That there's a Mishnah earlier and there's a Braisa over here, Tosefta, and the Mishnah contradicts the Tosefta. So Tosefta waves a magic wand that Kam Bekachem Mizbech and Kachem Berek HaBais. I think Gemara should have said, Lif Ligulisni Bididei, Bemed Varon Kachem Mizbech, Kachem Berek HaBais, Eino Kain. So Tosefta has that Kasha on themselves, so they dray their way out of it. So the Ramban and the other Rishonim hold, no, that shows that Tosefta is wrong. He put everything in the same boat. I said, what do you do with the steer of the Mishnah and the Tosefta? They say, obviously, there's a machlek to Satanayim. Would you say, Mali machal ahed, Mali machal ashamayim? Or you say, Meikor tura deruvin, Vahashta tura deruvin. What are you going to say? Meikor tura deruvin, Vahashta tura deruvin, on a kachet derek abayis? How can it be on a kachet derek abayis? But it belongs to Hegdish, it doesn't belong to him. Right, the fact that the Torah says that if a person was magdish something lebedek abayis and he wants to be paid it, it's only the one who is magdish it, ha-magdish moisif chomesh. The one who is magdish it, he retains the din baal ha-hegdish with respect to that he has to be moisif chomesh. So you see that he has the status of baal ha-hegdish by a korban, we understand, he's miskaper, Tosfos says. By Kodesh Bedek Abayis, why should he be considered the Bailam on it? How can you say Meikor to it? So that's what prompted Tosfos to say not so. What motivated Tosfos to say not so is because of the stir between the Mishnah and the Braisa, the Tosefta. So Tosfos didn't want to say it's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Tosfos has a lot of times like that. There's a stir of two sugyas. The Tosfos will usually press them in together to show how there's no stir. And the style of the Chach Misvarat will often be it's a Machlokes HaSugyas. What do you have to press everything in together? What do you have to make chilukim for? Machlokes, this sugya is chalak anatsug. But Tosfos usually will try to make peace between the two. So here also, Tosfos took the two Gemaras that contradict each other. Gemara didn't point out that it's a machlokes. But Tosfos says it gives anukim to teretz. One Gemara goes on kachem isbech, one Gemara goes on kachem berakabai. So that's where the Magen Mishnah here in Perek Beis Halacha Vav and the Ramban and that Mochamas that we saw on page 82 with the Rif, many Rishonim hold, no, it's a machlokes satana, machlokes in the Mishnah, tana in the Mishnah. And the Tana and the Tosefta, where they say Meikor Turi Deruven, Vahash the Turi Deruven by Kodesh Bedek Abayis, and the Svar to say that yes. The Rambam is Mechalik between Kodesh Mizbech and Kodesh Bedek Abayis. A lot of places, he has a lot of chilukim between Kodesh Mizbech. Yeah, there are many chilukim, but the question is he Mechalik over here? So here the Rambam never makes a distinction. So that's the Hasogas Arayvit. The Ravid says, Kitzabikan, and he should have explained it. Kitzabikan. He should have explained that if it's a chilik, then kach mizbech and kach beragabai. Here the Rambam seems, that's what the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam seems to hold, like all the other, like the Rif. The Rambam usually follows the Rif. That's what they quote from the Chafetz Chaim, that whenever you have a Shver Rambam, look in the Rif will usually have a different girsa or a different psak. So the Rambam just copies from the Rif. Instead of using it, the Balei HaTosfos use Gemaras, and the Rambam is using a Rif in order to figure out how to pass it. So here, the Rambam is following the Rif. So here, Tosfos made this distinction, Tosfos earlier made the distinction between Kodesh Mizbech and Kodesh Bedek Abayis. And then we had a Tosfos earlier, at the end of the Tosfos, Ayin Vav Amar Aleph, Ahash the Tura de Ruvin. So if I remember, oh, the Omla, come on, the Tosefta and Ardaf and Dafain Tes, that the Avikim Ochala Hedyo, that it is considered the act of Hagdosha, is an act of Mechira. So they don't want to say it's a Machlek Satana. They say that goes on Kachem Bede Gabayas, and this Gemara goes on Kachem Mizbeach. So now the Shaila is, if you're going to say, like Tosfos, then Tosfos finishes off their Ayin Vav and Al. You're going to say, like Tosfos, that Kachem Bede Gabayas is a moment Hegdish. So that's like a shini v'shus. Giving over to Hegdish, that's mecher. That's like tovach u'mochar. Mochar is chayv d'alavei, nosa mematona. A kodesh mizbeach is not called mochar, because kodesh mizbeach is really mamon bailam. I would call it mamon gavaya. That's a malitza. It means you have to treat it with derech eretz, but it's not to be taken literally. Derech abayis is takik mamon gavaya. Literally, belongs to Hegdish. But kodesh mizbeach, mamon gavaya, is a malitza. So Tosfos raises a question, if it's only a malitza, so what if the ganef, if one should assume that Yish alone is not kind, Yish Kedi is not kind, but if you have Yish v'shini v'shus, then it is kind. Maybe I should say it's only called shini v'shus if you give it to Kodesh Bedek Abayis, if you give it to Kodesh Mizbeach, it's not called shini v'shus. So it says no, they prove in the Gemara that it's not true. So that point is a little sticky. If he's telling me that Meikor Turi Deruvin, Mahashta Turi Deruvin, the Kodesh Bedek Abayis still belongs to the Bala Korban, so why is it called the shini v'shus? So Tosfos says, "Benegiah to that, it is called the Shini Vishus. Lo yhabi hegdush kemechira. Mikol makom, nonetheless, that's a Tosfos wrote in Ayin Vav. We had a Tosfos earlier, said the same thing earlier. Mikol makom, man da'am yish kedi loykani. It is called yish Shini Vishus. Linyan that the hegdush is chal. Hegdush is chal. So that's problematic. Why should it be called Shini Vishus? So the Ramban and the Mochamas has two suggestions. Yeah, one suggestion like that, Another suggestion, no, that it's only, if within Tosfos, it's only called the Shinu Vishus if you made a Kachem Berek HaBayis. Made a Kachem is Bechad Shinu Hashem, but it's not going to be Shinu Vishus. So Yishu Shinu Hashem is also Kainu, but it won't be called the Shinu Vishus, fine. But the main thrust of the Ramban is, that's within Tosfos. He's saying that within Tosfos, maybe you can say not like that Tosfos. If you really hold that Kachem is Beach, is really Maman Bailim, and the Maman Gavoy is just a Melitz, not the same as Kachem Berek HaBayis, it's Maman Gavoy literally. Kachem Mizbech is not to be taken literally, Maman Gavoy. So why is it a Shinu Vishus? He works out another suggestion, how it won't be a Shinu Vishus. But he says the main Shita really is, he has so many kashas, he has on the first wide line on page 82 in the Melchamas. After he lists off all of his kashas against Taisvis, the riff is right. No difference. And he gives support from the Talmud Yerushalmi. It will be Yerushalmi Matzasi the following. The din is that one is only chayv to be mafresh trumas and maisus on Tevel after Miruach and Rias Bnei Abayis. What happens if you didn't yet have Rias Bnei Abayis, but you're eating a ton of it? So if you eat Achilas Keva, then Midirabbanan, you have to be Mafish to Musamaisis. And Atari, you don't have to. Midirabbanan, you have to be Mafish to Musamaisis. So this Tevel Derais and this Tevel Derabbanan. Tevel Derais is only after Miruch and Rias Bnei Abayis. And Tevel Derabbanan, even if there's no Rias Bnei Abayis, if you eat Achilas Keva. What says Achilas Keva? So you either eat a whole meal's worth, Achilas Keva, or the Gemara has a whole bunch of things that are Koveya. So if you salt it, Melech is Koveya. If you salt it and you eat it, if I cook it, Bishul is Koveya. Whatever you eat on Shabbos, Shabbos Koveya is Lamaisa. It's called Achilas Keva. Or if I buy it and then I eat it, if I buy it from someone else, then I eat it, so Mekach is Koveya. What else? Chotzer is Koveya. If I bring it to my Chotzer is Koveya. A whole list of things. The Rambam quotes a whole list of things from Mishnayis and from Yerushalmis. How many things?
Five
things that are covered. We said all five? Shabbos, Mekach, Melach, Bishul. That's it. So those are four. Where was the fifth one? Chotzer. Chotzer is five. Okay. So you have five things that are covered. I think the Rambam has more than five. No? Gotta take a look in the Rambam. Stam, you have to understand. What kind of a strange... They made a din tevel with the rabbanon only achilas keva. They didn't make if he achilas haroi. They didn't make a chumah. So a very funny thing. Let's say there's basa b'chol of the rice and there's basa b'chol of the rabbanon. Basa b'chol of the rice if he cooked meat with milk. Basa b'chol of the rabbanon cooked chicken with milk. So you're going to say chicken with milk is only also if you have achilas keva. Have achilas haroi it's mutter. Never heard of such a thing. It's not true. Basa b'chol of the rabbanon is also called the tikkun rabbanon. Came the rice at tikkun. You have let's say gid al noshe the rice. Then you have shuman agid. It's not awesome in Atar, it's awesome in the Rabbanon. So Shemir Agid is awesome even if you eat Achilas Arai. You have some treifas are awesome in Atar, other treifas are only awesome in the Rabbanon. Not all the treifas are awesome in Atar. Never found anywhere that treifas that are only awesome in the Rabbanon is only awesome in Achilas Keva. Achilas Arai is Mutta. Manish Tano over here, very strange. Why did the Chachamim introduce such a strange institution here that Tevel, the Rabbanon, before Rias Bnei Abayis, it's only us if you eat Achilas Keva. If you eat Achilas Aroi, it's Mutta. Very strange. But there's a Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis who gives an answer to this kasha. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik said this when we were learning Mishnayis Chala one year. He said this. We thought it was fantastic. And then a couple of years later, 10 years later, we found the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis. It wasn't Rav Soloveitchik's original Chiddush. He must have seen it in the Rambam. He didn't say it over the name of the Rambam. So he said, what's the din deraisa that the Isa Tevel only begins after Miruach and Rias Bnei Abayis? What kind of a din is that? So the Rambam writes because normal people only eat Achilas Keva after Miruach and Rias Bnei Abayis. Whatever you eat before Miruach and Rias Bnei Abayis is called Achilas Keva. So that's they did Adarabba called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein deraisa Tikkun. That's exactly what the Isa deraisa is. The Isa deraisa is that you're not allowed to eat Tevel Achilas Keva, but the definition of what's Koveya is different. On the level of the Raisa, you have to have Miruach and Rias Bnei Abayis to be Koveya. On the level of the Rabbanon, even if you have Melach and Mekach and Eish and Shabbos and Chotzer, other things are also called Koveya. But Adarabbah, it is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'oraisa Tikkun. So here the Yerushalmi has a Diyun. The Hegdish has a farm, and they have a lot of tvua, and they make miruach. So miruach Hegdish is potter. Miruach Hegdish is potter, so it doesn't become tevel. So then, what's Hegdish going to do? What's Hegdish going to do with all the stuff? So they're going to auction it off to the highest bidder. So somebody buys it. So the shad is now that he buys it. I don't know. The Yerushalmi doesn't explain. Does he buy it before Miruach or after Miruach? Doesn't go into the details, I don't think. So Yerushalmi wants to know what's the din if the fellow, a person, buys from Hegdish and he wants to eat this tevel that was never gemaisen. Could be that he bought it from the Hegdish before Miruach. So Yerushalmi raises the question, is that considered Mekach? The fellow who bought it from Hegdish, is that called Mekach? So Yerushalmi says, no, it's not called Mekach. If it would have been considered Mekach, that's one of the things that's kaveh. So you're not even allowed to eat Achilas Haroi. So Yerushalmi quotes a source, a poida, the second white line. Yerushalmi Matzasi, Rabbi Yusta Bar Mosen Shoel, he asks, what's the din in the following case? A poida kalkola min agizbar. Mahu shetitbol lemaisvas. The Kozman the Gizbar has the basket with the food in it. There's no din of tevel. Miruach Hegdish is not chayiv. Should I say that once a hedyot buys it, it's no longer Hegdish? Should I say that now it's subject to the laws of tevel? And the fact that he was paided, hapaido kalkola, the pidyon from Hegdish is itself an act of kinyan. So mekach should be koveya. So he shouldn't be allowed to even eat achilos aray from the kalkola, from the basket of food that he purchased from the gizbar. So Reish Lakish brings a hechoche, that was the shayla. Rabbi Yusta bar Mosen Shoel, that was the shayla that he raised. So Reish Lakish responds, Heisev Reb Shimon ben Lakish, for Taninan, he brings a tushta from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah holds Gana v'Higdish is Potter. The Tosefta says Gana v'Higdish is Chai, but the Mishnah says Gana v'Higdish is Potter, and the Ramban understands that it's a machlokes, the Tan and the Mishnah, Tan and Tosefta. Not like Taisus and the Ravid and the Balamor, that they're blending them both in together. One goes Kach Mizbech, one goes Kach Mirakabais. They're both the same. So Reish Lakish wants to be Poshed, Rabbi Yustin, Bar Mosen Sofik, from our Mishnah, that you see that Gona v'Higdish is not Chayiv Dalad V'Hei. You see that Hegdish is not called an act of Mechira. So being Poshed from Hegdish is not called Mekachida. It's totally Zebezeb. Just like you see from the Mishnah, forget about the Tosefta. There's a machlok, there's a Mishnah and a Tosefta. So they're gonna the Yerushalmi is assuming like the Rambam. I'm gonna follow the Mishnah. They're gonna be Hikdish is never chayb dalavhei. Ignore the Tosefta. Kmod the Tema Taman Amagdish ain't kemoicher. So that's Poshet Rabbi Yustis Sofek. The Chavasa parallel is Hapoyd ain't kelakeach. So what was the tushta? So he says, V'koma, and he's talking about kocha berek habayis, v'arik hegdish al kakola, a basket is not kocha mizbeach, obviously it's kocha berek habayis. V'koma she'enu ke mekach shal kaveh la maisris. Mekach is one of the things that's kaveh la maisris. Here I say, if you point it from hegdish, it's not an act of mecher, that it should be. Why? We have a din that a mufla samach lish the year before bar mitzvah, he doesn't have das al pidin. A kotna is a cherish out to be kotna al labnei das. Either child is a super genius, he's making a siyam on Boba Basra, he's making a siyam on the Vilna Goyen, made a siyam on Zvachim and Menachas on one night before he was bar mitzvah. He was a genius, but al pidin it's called al labar das. He had a lot of sechel, but al pidin it's al labar das. So even a year before bar mitzvah, also al pidin is al labar das. But we have an exception to the rule by Inyoni haflo. Gemara learns that from a pasuk, either it's a real drasha or it's an asmachta. Machlokes in the Gemara, and neither whether mufla samach lish is a din deraisa din derabbanan. That what the year before bar mitzvah, the dor of nivdokim. If he knows what he's talking about, then the neder of the shvua, the hegdish is valid. So the Tosefta spells out explicitly the mufla samach lish doesn't make a difference with his magdish kachem is becha magdish kachem berek abayis. Doesn't make a difference. One might have argued that it should have made a difference. One should have said That's how the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky has a running commentary on the Tosefta that's called Chazon Yecheskel. In his commentary on that Tosefta and Nida, so he has a long Arichas and he points it out. He says, one could have argued the point and said that if you're Magdish, Kotcha Berakat Bayit, that is Momen Hegdish, so that's an act of Haknoe. So Mufal HaSamuch L'Yish is not a Bar Hochi of Haknoe. The year before Bar Mitzvah, he can't make any Kinyon, he can't get married, can't get divorced. He can only make Nidorim. So to be Magdish Kotcha Mizbech, that's Hatfasas Kedusha. But to be Magdish L'Berakat Bayit, that's a Haknoe. So one would have thought that he's unable to do a haknor. So the Tosefta says explicitly, the Mufal HaSamalish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, even has the ability to be Magdish Leberek HaBayis. How come? So it would appear that even to be Magdish Leberek HaBayis is not, that's what the Ramban says. To be Magdish Leberek HaBayis is not an act. HaMagdish Enike Moicher. V'duchavos HaPoide Enike Lokeach. The one is magdish both, even to Berek HaBayis, it's not an act of mechira. You're matvis kedusha on the thing. V'harai that it works by mufla samach liish. He's matvis kedusha, and the mele, because it's kodesh kedusha, is Berek HaBayis. That's why it belongs to Hegdish. But it's not that he did an act of haknoe. So that's why the Tosefta, that's why the Yerushalmi says that magdish ene kemoicha. That's why the Mishnah holds. Magdish ene kemoicha. So the Yerushalmi says it's the same by poida. The shaila is, when you make pidyon, let's say we have to, let's go back again. Mufla samach liish. Mufla samach liish can make a neder, a shvua, naziris, machlekes, what is the raisa, the rabbana? Okay, machlekes, the ramam, and the raiva. How to paskin, what the mufla samach liish, and then the raisa, then the rabbana. He can make a naziris, neder, shvua, he can make hegdish, fine. He can make even hegdish, perek abayis. Can it be mafrish, trumas, and maisris? So that's a machlekes, atanaim, and mishnais, and trumas somewhere. Can the mufla samach liish, can he be mafish trumas and maisis? So in Yeridei it says that yes. The Yeridei they quote the opinion of the Tana that the mufla samach liish can be mafish trumas and maisis. And the Vilna Gaon thinks that we should have passed like the other Tana. And Mishnah's trumas. The beginning should be pergalof, no? Pergalof, pergbeis and trumas. The machloek is hatanayim. Mufla samach liish can be mafish trumas and maisis. On the assumption that he can be mafish trumas and maisis, can it be poida maisis sheni? The Tosis in Gittin writes yes. Tosis shows from the Gemara, yes, the same thing. If he can be mafrish ma'aser sheni, he can be poida ma'aser sheni also. Why? Because Tosis is assuming the show from the Gemara like that. That pinyon is also an act of haflor. The mufla samach liish is only considered a bardas when it gets to inyani haflor. The dorim and aziris and hekdeshes and erchin and acharam and these kind of things haflor. So the Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that hafroshes trumas ma'aser is also haflor. And Pidyon Mashen is also Afloh. The Shabbat is Pidyon Hegdish. How do you do Pidyon Hegdish? Pidyon Hegdish is a vort is that I'm buying up from Hegdish. It's a Kinyon. I buy from Hegdish. Well, no. It's an Inyan of Afloh. I switch the Gdushas Hegdish from this onto the other thing, just like Hakdosh is an act of Afloh. The Mufla Samuchish can do Hakdosh, so Pidyon Hegdish is also an act of Hakdosh. I'm mavid the kedusha from this item to this item. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. This chiddush that just like you see from Baba Kama, Rish Lakish was poshed Rabbi Yusta Bamos and Sofek. Rabbi Yusta and Bamos is shoyl. Yes, the shayla poida kalkolosh al gizbar mausha titpa lemaisus. Is it called mekach? Then mekach is kaveh lemaisus. That's what the Ramban explains on the next daf, the next line. Kol mishenik mekach shel kaveh lemaisus. Is it dinik mekach? The Gemara is poshut a din derabbana from a din deraisa over here. Why? They're assuming called the tikkun rabbana came deraisa tikkun. The Gemara a lot of times mixes together. Bavli a lot of times will blend together, bring a right to a din deraisa from a din derabbana. Here they're being poshut a din derabbana from a din deraisa. The assumption is called the tikkun rabbana came deraisa tikkun. The din of the rabbana, the mekkah is kaveh, is only made the rabbana. It's not a din minatur. So the poshut the shayla of Rabbi Yustin Bamosan from the Mishnah Bava Kama, which is a din deraisa. The assumption is that everything has to fit into the same pattern. So, but it's not exactly the same over here. It's a tzushtel. Kemod the tema tamon, just like you say over there in Bava Kama, Amagdush ene kemoicher, with the chavasa here, by Rabbi Yustam, by Masin Sofik, hapoida ene kelokech. The pidyon hex is also not an act of kinyon. It's an act of hakdosha, havoras hakdosha. I'm switching the kdosha from this to this. This is Rab Chaim in the Sefer, writes not so, against the Yerushalmi. That's what you're raising your hand about. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik writes in his sefer against this Yerushalmi. He has a Gemara. He says the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin talks about Kiddusha Isha is Bekesef or Bishtar or Bebia, A, B, or C. Any one of the three can accomplish Kiddushin. So the Gemara in deriving these dinim, so the Gemara says, if you have a pasuk that says that Kesef works, so it does not show that any Kinyan works. So what do you need a separate pasuk that Shtar works? If Kesef, Mala Kesef, she can't going to be Amma Vekane Khan, so Shtar should be the same thing, whatever. Gemara says no. Mala Kesef, she can't, Poydim by Hekdeshus and Maisa Sheni. That the Kinyan Kesef is kind of Karkan, kind of Hekdesh, and kind of Maisa Sheni. So I would have thought that it's a more universal Kinyan than Kinyan Shtar. Shtar only works on Karka, doesn't work on Metalpa. The Kesef is more universal. So from the Lashon HaGemara would appear, Mala Kesef, she came pointed by Hegdeshes, Maisa Sheni. That's Rav Chaim writes in the Sefer, that Kesef is a Kinyan. When you pay the Hegdesh on Kesef, that's considered a Kinyan Kesef. It's not Havaras HaKdusha. It's not that, if it's Havaras HaKdusha, what in the world does it have to do with Kiddusha Isha? What is the Gemara mixing in Kiddusha Isha for? They see, no, Kiddusha Isha is a Kinyan Kesef, and Pinyan Hegdesh is a Kinyan Kesef. So the Yerushalmi says not so. Yerushalmi says beverish lokish, and the Yerushalmi says beverish not so. K'mod the teima tamon ha-magdash eni k'moicher, when you magdash even the berek habayis, it's not an act of haknoa. Amuf lo samach liish k'mi makne le berek habayis. You see, it's an act of hatvasas kedusha. So he says that the chavos ha-poyde eni k'lakeya. It's not an act of kinyan kesef. If it would be kinyan kesef, it would be mekach would be koveya. So rish lokish is a... Okay, Rav Chaim is not making it up on his own. He just quoted our Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin. So the way Rav Chaim points out that Gemara, it'll be against the Yerushalmi. It's an interesting assumption that Rish Lakish makes, that it has to be a parallel. That since Hakdosha is not an act of Haknoa, Hakdosha is Hatzvasas Kiddusha, so Pinyin is also not an act of Haknoa, Pinyin is a Havaras Hakdusha. And one could have debated that point. One could have said, Hakdosha is Hatfasas Kedusha. It's not an act of Haknoa. That's why Mufla Samach Liyish is able to be Magdish even the better Kabbais. But Pinyan is an act of Kinyan. So the Yerushalmi quotes Rish Lakish, holds not so. Kimod Tameta Magdish any Kamech, and the Chavas Apoyd any Kilakech. Okay. That is the Ramban. Ooh. That's a famous Ramban. He disagrees. He supports the Rif and the Ramban. They disagree with this world famous Tosis. And I intest them in Aleph.
We have Tosis going to understand Mufras and Mufrish.
Why is that a problem?
That's Shaykh even for touching Berek Abayis.
I mean, a Magdish le Berek Abayis is Chayiv Dala Vehei. So if the Mufras and Mufrish is able to be Magdish, you see that it's not an act of Haknoa. It's an act of Hatvasas Kedusha, but this Hatvasas Kedusha accomplishes a Shina Bailas. It accomplishes that now it belongs to Hegdish, Maman Hegdish Bityan. So it doesn't correspond, it's not a Hakno. It doesn't have to be a Hakno. As long as by hook or by crook you accomplish that you change the ownership. Let's say if the Ganav shoots himself and it goes Beirusha to his children, maybe that's also a Mochar. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. It's not the same. The Gemara says, "Veshus Yerush Lav Kishus Lakech." That it's not a Shini Veshus. It's considered as if that when a person dies and the money goes Beirusha, the Gemara says it's not a Shini Veshus. Why? It's a Gemara Leidem Bavakama. Why Veshus Yerush Lav Kishus Lakech? Why? Because the Gemara says that Yerush is Kara De Avua, not only bro, not only if the son Yarshin the father. The Gemara says in Erevin that Yerush is Kara De Avua. Any Yerush is Kara De Avua means the mammon still belongs to the same person, but we switch to a different person instead. Normally, when you have a mecher, so it used to belong to me, so we mafkir the bailus of the marakame, and we give the marabasra bailus now. A mecher, a matana, used to belong to me, and I switch the ownership, I transfer it to someone else. Here it's not considered. Kara davua is not considered as if you're transferring the ownership. It's considered as if the same person still owns the mammon. But the same person went on vacation. He died. It's another member. So someone else takes his place. That's not considered a switch in the bylaws. That's not a Shini Rishus. But anything else, even if it starts off by an act of Hakdosha, but the end result is that it accomplishes a Shini and bylaws, So Tosis holds that there's no machlokes. Tosis claims no machlokes. The Mishnah and the Tosef. Tosis holds that that's got Tosis and the Balamor and the Ravid. They all hold that that's called the mecher. That that has the status of mecher. In Perek HaZohav, there's a machloek, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes a discussion in Rishonim about pidyon hegdish, about the shalat that Rav Chaim had. Does pidyon hegdish start off as an act of hafloya, or does it start off as an act of kinyan? Nafkemina would be from mufla samach liyish. Tosis proves in the Gemara in Gittin that a mufla samach liyish, if he can do hafrashas trumah, he can also do pidyon ma'aseh sheni. But can he do pidyon hegdish or not? So that's a discussion in Rishonim. A discussion in Rishonim in Perek HaZohar. Is it an act of hakno or is it an act of hafloah? It doesn't necessarily have to be the same. You can say that the pidyon hegdish is an act of hakno. Pidyon ma'aseh sheni can be an act of hafloah. The Bavli is mefurish like that in Gittin. Taisa Shoen said the Bavli in Gittin. That a mufla samach liyish, just like he can be machish shumas and maisa, so too he can do pidyon maisa sheni. But you can still say he can't do pidyon hegdish. You can say pidyon hegdish is an act of kinyan kesef. That's Reb Chaim's gemara at the beginning of kedushin. Malu kesef she came part of hegdishes and maisa sheni. So you can say hegdishes. The ikar is pidyon hegdish is kinyan kesef. Pidyon maisa sheni perhaps is an inyan of haflah. That's where Reb Elchanan Vasserman has a kasha that he asked Reb Chaim, and he says Reb Chaim gave him that as a teretz, that one could distinguish between pidyon hegdish and pidyon ma'aseh sheni. It could be that pidyon hegdish is a kinyan kesef, pidyon ma'aseh sheni is an act of haflah. Okay, so what is Nachamah? Let's see again the top line on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. This Tosefta is a powerful Tosefta, has a lot to say. Yeah. Let's say his father died, he got a Yerushim.
Yeah.
In order to be able to be Magnus, he has to be Shaloi B'Shusai. That's the Gemara, that's correct. Yeah. So, Nachman, let's see again. The Tosefta says, again, the last line on Ayin Chesam Beis. Gonim Nasalacha Vitova, Gonim Nasalacha Mochar, is Chayef. In other words, Yeshalich and Vareh, both by Tovach and by Mocha. That's Beferish. Gan of the Higdish is already Chai. So Tosis claims Gan of the Higdish only goes on Berek HaBayis. Gan of Kachem Mizbeach, the Mishnah is right. The Mishnah goes on Kachem Berek Mizbeach, the Brisa goes on Kachem Berek HaBayis. And the other Rishonim hold no. So Machlok is the Tan and the Mishnah, the Tan and the Brisa. And they both go on both. Gan of the Higdish is Chai, it goes on Kachem Mizbeach or Kachem Berek HaBayis. It goes on either. It doesn't make a difference.
If
you hold that it goes on both, would it be a tour of Re'eyo if you
steal and say
that a Kabbalah? Yeah. Would it be popular
Re'eyo
from Kabbalah?
Yeah, Re'eyo Pratla Hegdish? Yeah.
Nahama,
I'm not like that. I'm saying
that Nahama holds not like the Rambam. Nahama, what do you see from the Rambam? Going to Visakam, I should go to Nichse Hegdish and Mishal Melach Kerem Levat Shinam Mishal Shnaim Re'eyo Le'eyo Le'eyo Hegdish. So he says, Hegdish, you're not Chayiv Keifa because it's not Re'eyu. That's if it's Berek HaBayis. Gonam Nichse Hegdish, probably Berek HaBayis. And then he talks about V'chein HaGerif Kochim, Kochim is Beach, is a different Pasuk. Bataman HaKeifa because of the Pasuk. Gonam Beis Ish, V'lami Beis Hegdish. Two different Pesukim, yeah. The Rambam says in both cases, that was Tosfos Kasha at the beginning of the Perek. How come you need two psukim to pata hegdishim kefel? So Tosfos said, no, it's really only one pasuk, and one of them is an asmachta. One of the psukim, one of the drushes, the Gemara said, really relies on the other drush. So the Lech Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't agree. Tosfos says, Reish Meruba, what do you need two psukim? So the Rambam says, the Teretz says, one pasuk is needed for Kachem Mizbeach, one is needed for Kachem Berek HaMayis. Re'eyu, Pratla Hegdish goes on Kachem Mizbeach, Kachem Berek HaMayis. Kachem Berek HaMayis is not Re'eyu. But Kachem Mizbeach really is Re'ehu. It really is Mamon Baalim. We don't treat it as if it were Mamon Baalim. So that's a different p'tur. Gunim Beis Ish, V'lami Beis Ish. Different p'tur. But he says they're both pater from Kefal. He quoted the two psukim that Tosfos said. So he quotes both lalacha. Nachamon. So the first line in the sefer tells me that yeshalich and dvarbe both by tovach and mocha. The top line on Ayin Testament Aleph tells him going to be higdish, either only kachay bedekabayis or both hegdishes, whatever. So that the Tosefta says hegdish is also going to be higdish is an act of mechiri yichayv dalavei. Going to be higdish if I sold on credit and they didn't pay me yet, also chayv dalavei. Going to be hechlif is also mocha. So even though they're not paying cash, they're paying in another commodity, a bien. But a machlif zebazeh, chalipin, is also chayv. Gonav and asked matana is also chayv. That's a chiddush. As you say, the Rashba raises the issue. Why shouldn't we say matana lav kemecha? Gonav a pora bechovo. Let's say I owed a lot of money to somebody. So I stole a shorbaseh and I give it to this pliny in payment for the debt that I owe. So the Brisa says that's also called like a mecha. See, gonav a pora bechovo. If I owe money to the malve and I give him a shorbaseh, I don't have to do a haknor that he should be kind. The halacha just says, I have to make the shorbaseh, whatever it is that I'm giving, I have to make it accessible to him. And once it's accessible in a satisfactory situation, satisfactory position, I can make accessible in an unfair fashion. The Gemara has later in Bava Kamma. Let's say I borrowed the money here in the yeshiva, I borrowed $100. Then we're driving through Harlem, and the car conks out, and all the Schweitzer start surrounding the car. And they're ready to smash the window, kill us, and take whatever we have. Then I say, oh, I owe you $100, here it is. So the Gemara says, you're not Yotze. You have to give back the money, the same safe oifen, that if he lent it to me in Harlem, then I can pay it back in Harlem. If he lent it to me in Yeshiva, I can't pay it back in Harlem. I have to pay it back in a safe position. So Piroin is only called Piroin if I make it accessible to the Malveh, in a reasonable fashion, in a satisfactory fashion. And then the Rashba points out, once I made the money accessible to the Malva in a satisfactory fashion, let's say it's the middle of davening, I want to give him the money. I should leave it on the table. I leave it on the table and I walk away. That's what he motioned, I should put it on the table. So even if someone else steals the money, the chov is parua. And not only the chov is parua, the Rashba says the money is nikna to the Malva without him ever picking it up. Whenever this money, or whatever it happens to be, he gives a shorbaseh in payment for a debt. Whenever this item that he's giving is made accessible to the malveh in a satisfactory fashion, this satisfaction, he can't ask for something unreasonable. He's going to ask, let's say, I borrowed $10,000, I'm going to pay back in pennies. I have 100,000 sacks of pennies to pay him back the $10,000. So the Gemara says that's parua. See, he's screaming that's not fair. So the Gemara says that in Bava Metzia, pari zuzah zuzah habi piran. Even though he's unhappy about that, it's satisfactory in the sense that I made a safe payment. I brought to his home. Or I paid him in singles. Instead of giving him one check for $100,000, I pay him 100,000 single dollars, and he has to sit and count all the money. So he'd rather have a check for $100,000. So the Gemara says fafa. That's considered a piran. So it's not satisfactory. But it's satisfactory as far as the safety is concerned. I gave it to him in a safe deposit vault. I gave it to him in his locked room. So that's considered a piroin. So once it's considered piroin in a reasonably safe fashion, satisfactory fashion, it's made accessible to the malva, then the Rashba points out it's nikna to the malva without him requiring any maisikinya. Tosis has the same, and the Tosis has the same, and the Nesivis has the same. They all say like this. Not just the Rashba's chiddush. Everybody says that. So really over here, this is a big chiddush. Ganav apara bechovo. The ganav stole the shorbaseh. He doesn't sell it. He owes money to a malveh. So he says here's a shorbaseh. He makes it accessible to the malveh. And the mele, it's nikna to the malveh because with this shorbaseh, he's making the piran achar. Also, he never did it a haknor. He never made a haknor. No haknor is needed over here. The piran achar. Nonetheless, if it would have been his, it happens that it's not his. If it would have been his, he would have made it accessible to the malva, so the malva would have been koinitz, even though it's not his, that's considered as if he did a haknor. Same as gonav a hikdush. There's no problem. Even if you hold mufla, even if the sefta says in nida, that mufla samach leish can be magdish, even the better kabayis, it shows that it's an act of hatvasas kedusha, but at the end of the day, it's going to be nikna to the better kabayis. Here also, gonav a par b'chob is a chiddush. Even though piran achov doesn't require a maisa kinyan, But still, it's the end of the day, it's going to be nikna to the malvin. Bishaloi b'shusa. Gonna be par b'hekeifa. What's gonna be par b'hekeifa? Rashi says she kifu chaver prakmatya. Not that I borrowed $1,000. This fella sold me merchandise for $1,000, and I have to pay him back for the demei amekach, and I didn't pay yet. So I give him a shorvaseh in payment for my debt. So that's the same. It's gone of a parah b'chovah. Gone of a parah b'keifah, the same thing. Gone of a shalach sivlonis b'beis chomah. He takes the stolen shorvaseh, he sends it as a matana to his future father-in-law to show how much he loves the girl and he appreciates the family. So he goes and he robs a bank and he gives the stolen money to the father. He goes and he robs a shorvaseh and he gives a matana to the father-in-law. So the matana that he gave to the father-in-law, that's like matana. But the father-in-law to the girl that he wants to marry, here's a shorvaseh. So the girl's happy with the shorvaseh. So that's sivlanus, shem. Mishalim, all these forms of matanas. So yichab dal hei. So the Gemara says, "Maika mashmala." What's the chiddush of all the cases in the Tosefta? Ashmina Reisha, the first line in the Tosefta tells me, "Ganav anas lachav etovach yeshlo da'aver." Avakam lechal tarkuin yeshlo da'aver, hoch yeshlo da'aver. My time etovach mechar ma'mechira da'leif shel lav al idei acher, mechira al idei acher mechayiv yeshlo da'aver by tovach mechar. Ashmina and Seifa, the Seifa tells us the chiddush, "Ganav v'higdish." Tremendous chiddush. Mali machra lehedim, mali machra l'ashamayim. That's the question. So Tosis and the Raven and the Balamar claim it only applies to the case of Berek Abayis and the Ramban and the Rambam and the Rif hold no, it goes both on Berek Abayis and Mizbech, and we don't accept it because the Mishnah is chelek on the Tosefta. We should pass like the Mishnah. Fine. This topic we discussed already. Okay. Let's see the next Mishnah. Gana Meshus Abayilim Metalach Amacha Chutz Meshusam. Ganav steals the shorvaseh and he takes it, he's walking with the shorvaseh. Usually he walks with the shor and he carries the seh. That's what the Gemara explains. Why is chayv chamisha baka tachas hashor? The arbatzon tachas haseh, less of a penalty by seh because he had to carry the seh. The shor walks on its own. So he didn't have to be matriach himself so much. So we penalize mechamisha baka. But arbatzon tachas haseh, because he was matriach himself, so we only penalize him four times. Okay. So Gana Bishus Abayim Tavach Amacha Chutz Mishusam, he takes the Shorvaseh out of the Mishus, and then he does the Tavach Amacha, then he's Chayiv Dala Vehei. Oh, Shiganam Chutz Mishusam, V'Tavach Amacha Bishusam, Ah, Chatzul. He steals my Shorvaseh. My Shorvaseh is grazing in the pasture. He steals it, and he brings it back into my house, into my barn, into my backyard, and he shechts it, and he sells it in my... He's stealing my behemoth that has my they have a marker on the behemoth. It says whose ranch? It says Shechta brand. It says Shechta's ranch on it. He steals my behemoth. He brings it from the meadow. They're roaming down the street. And then he brings it back to my Rishus. In the country sometimes when you go in the summertime on vacation. So it's in the middle of the night sometimes the cows are crossing over the street. They roam all over the place. When they go back home at 12 o'clock at night, so they're walking all over in the street. So it's Ganav Chutz Meshusam. Tavach Amacha Bishusam. He brings it back to the Balabas's Rishus, Achatzuk, and he does the Tavach Amacha in the Rishus. So good. As long as he did the Geneva Chutz Meshusam, so he did the Kinyan Geneva. Oh, Ganav Tavach Amacha Chutz Meshusam. He did the Geneva and the Tavach Amacha Chutz Meshusam. So that's fine. Shalom Tashlom Abba Chamisha. However, Avol, Ganav Tavach Amacha Bishusam. Potur. Why is he potter? So Taisus writes, Boshib Shad, Bishaloh Higbiho Askina. He didn't do a Kenyan Hagba, Dibi Higbiho, Havikoni Vechayav Kedila Kamon. The Mishnah says, Kedila Kamon. The next line in the Mishnah is going to say, Meshicha is not Kaina. Let's say when you go to the grocery store, and I pick out Wheaties and Cheerios and milk and whatever, whole orange juice, and then I bring it to the counter, and the guy says, okay, he's going to sell it to me. So if I pick it up, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Chav Tes, you have to pick up Tefach at Tvitvach. He passed the Tefach, like Tosfos. So if I pick it up, I'm kind of a Hagbor. Because Hagbor is kind of a Shusam Leicha. But if I don't pick it up, let's say I just pull the bag on the counter, so Meshicha is not kind of a Shusam Leicha. So that's what Tosfos says. That this Mishnah that says Abagana v'tavach amacha b'shusam pater, that goes he did a meshicha. So meshicha is not kind of b'shusam moicher. So the ganav is not kind of b'meshicha. He did do a kinyan gneiv. But Taisa says b'shalo yigbiyo. The b'yigbiyo havikani. If he does hagvah b'shus hamoicha, hagvah b'shus hanignav, then the hagvah would be a kinyaneiv. That's what Tosis writes. The Ravid and the Chidush Ravid quoted by Shit Mercy. The Ravid comes up with the Rashba quotes him. The Ravid disagrees with the Tosis. He thinks that it wouldn't appear so in the Mishnah. The next half in the Mishnah says, "Hoyemoshcha v'yotzei meis b'shus habaylim poter." If he's doing mishiche, the mishiche is not kind of b'shus hamoicher. So mishiche of the ganef is not kind of b'shus hanigna. However, higbio hotzia b'shus habaylim meis. If it does hagbar b'shus hamoicher b'shus hanigna, so hagbar b'shus hamoicher is kind of. So that's the next line in the Mishnah. But in the first half in the Mishnah, would appear the Rabbi thinks not like Tosef, that even if he did a hakboer b'shus hamoich b'shus hanignav, he's still not going to be chayv dal v'heh. Shad is why not? So the Rabbi thinks it's a mashmois of a gzeres hakosef that you have to have it one time. It should be chutz l'shusam. Tosef says there is no special gzeres hakosef. The halacha just requires the ganav has to make a kinyan geneva. So if he does mishicha b'shus hamoich b'shus hanignav is not kaine. And Akbar b'shus ha-moicher is kind of, so Akbar b'shus ha-nignav is kind of also. And so you have to make a kinyaneiva, so Akbar b'shus ha-moicher is kind of. So he did it. The rabbi thinks, no, he gets the impression that the Mishnah is telling us an added din. That has to be, in order to be chayv davad v'hei, it's not enough that he made a kinyaneiva. Somehow it has to be for a moment, at least for a moment, it has to be chutz mirshus ha-moicher. So the rabbi dreigt sich back and forth, he's not sure exactly the explanation of it. He knows that it's again Taisvis. He's not sure exactly how to formulate it. So he has different suggestions. How to say against Taisvis. Okay. Machlokes is Taisvis in the right. The Pashtus is, I don't know, Pashtus like Taisvis. You learn your Gemara, you have the Taisvis. Yeah. How do you go weiter? Hoyamoshcho the Yotze Meis B'shus HaBayim. What happened over here? Hoyamoshcho the Yotze Umeis B'shus HaBayim. I'm doing a Meshicha on the Shorba set, and the Shorba says drops dead before I had a chance to take it out of the Meshus HaBailam. Potter. Fine. That we understand. Okay. The son of Lebchor is Beno. Who is Hoya Moshe? He was doing Meshicha. Who is he? The Ganef. The Ganef was doing a Meshicha. So Meshicha is not kind of Meshus Hanignav, like it's not kind of b'shus hamecha. Hagboy is kind of b'shus hamecha, so it's kind of b'shus hanignav. That we understand. The next line by the letter, tiny letter vav, the son of the b'chor is beno. He gave the shor v'seh to a kohen to be paid to his baby boy. The son of the b'chor is beno. Who gave it? Davi Aben gave it. It's a different parak. It's a different mesichta. We're talking a different topic. The son of the b'chor is beno. The Avi Aben gave the shorvah seh to the kohen, or the balchoiv, or yosts, or the Avi Aben. No Avi Aben. First case, Avi Aben. And the second case, in the son of the balchoiv. Somebody owes money to somebody else, he gives him a shorvah seh in payment of the debt, or a person gives a shorvah seh, a person owns a shorvah seh, and he gives it to Hashem Achina Mashon, Nesach, and Nesachir, Vayamoshchei, Umeis. And the shomer is taking it out of the Rishus HaBailim, and the animal gets a heart attack and it drops dead before he had a chance to take it out. So it says, "Hamoshcha v'yotzemeis Rishus HaBailim Potter." If it died before he did the Meshicha, chutz l'Rishus HaMoicher, then Potter. He's Potter. What do you mean Potter? You should say, "Nesan l'Pchazmanai, you're not yotze the mitzvah." If the animal drops dead after the Koyin took it out of the Rishus of the father, the Avi Aben, then the father is Yotze Pidyon HaBen. If the animal dies before the kohen took it out, before the kohen did a Meshicha, Chutz L'Rishus HaMoicher, then the father is not Yotze the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. Why does it say Potter Rachayiv? Potter Rachayiv. That's the problem that Rashi and Tosis raise over here. The two ways to read the Mishnah. The Rashi and Tosis both prefer the Lishna Achrina. Rashi has two Pshatim, Dimaraschon, the Sonal. So both Rashi and Tosis prefer Lishnachmina. Rashi writes Lishnachmina Iker, and Tosis proves that it's impossible. Also, Loshpirish goes Abanim Koy Rochik Miyod, far fetched. The first line of Tosis Rochik Miyod. Rashi's other pshat is Rochik Miyod. The correct pshat is Rashi and Tosis say the son of Lebchor is Benon means the Ganef gave the Shor B'seh. The Ganef has a son who needs Pidyon HaBen, and he has no five slime to give it. So easy. So he goes and he robs a bank. He goes and steals a Shor B'seh from someone. He gives the Shor B'seh to the kohen. So the question is, when the ganav gives the shor v'seth to the kohen, is he chayiv dalad v'hei? That's like giving a matana. And the ganav would give a matana, the son of a matana, he would be chayiv dalad v'hei. So is giving the shor v'seth to a kohen, the Torah's pinyin aben, is that considered the equivalent of giving a matana? So the Mishnah says yes. If the kohen made the mashicha chutz l'rishus haganav, chutz l'rishus ha-nignav, but if it never left the rishus of the nignav, the son of the b'chor is beno, ha-imashcho yotzei meis, so there's no mashicha. So the kohen never made the mashicha, and if it would have been, let's say this case, let's say it's not a stolen shorvaseh. The shorvaseh belongs to me, and I have a baby, and I have to do pidyon haben, and I give the shorvaseh here. Here's the 5 slime, I give it to the kohen, says, thank you very much. He never picks it up. Many days they pick it up and they shake it on top of the baby's head. What did you have to pick it up? He just had the Rashba said that you make it accessible. The kohen is wearing his talis and tefillin, and he's saying tilim with both hands. He needs both hands. So the father has the money. He said, put the money on the table, it's okay. So he makes the money very accessible. No one's going to walk off with the money. Once he makes the money accessible, I should say the chov is perua. Chov is perua, so it becomes nikna to the kohen. So why does it say you need a Mashiach over here? It says you need a Mashiach. Mashiach is not kind of. Mashiach is not kind of. So, first of all...
Maybe it's not there.
Let's see. First of all, the Mishnah is talking, the Ganef never made a Kinyan Gneiva. In order for the story to get off the ground, you'll be chayv dalad v'hei if you do a tovach hamocha. But first you have to do a gneiva. And a gneiva means you have to make a kinyan gneiva. Kinyan gneiva is either hagbo afilu kaina, hagbo is kaina afilu b'shus hamocha. And Mashiach is not kaina b'shus hamocha. So it's talking over here, not a shayla, is it called mocha or is it not called mocha? Is it called gonav? You have to first have gonav and then mocha. It's not gonav yet. Here. The son of Lebchar is b'no, the act of gneiva consists of the gonav authorizing the kohen to take the pidyon haben, take the shavuot. A wise guy, the ganav comes with the kohen. He's making a whole party in my barn. The ganav comes with his wife, with his baby, with the kohen, with the whole minyan, a whole everybody comes, and they all come to my barn. And he takes my shavuot. He makes believe that it's all his. Takes my shavuot, and he didn't do a mashiach yet, didn't do a hagbah yet, and he tells the kohen, take it, it's all yours. Here's the pidyon haben. So calls man, the kohen didn't do a mashiach on the behemoth, so the ganav, you didn't get the first base yet. So the ganav didn't do the kinyan gneiva yet. Didn't do kinyan gneiva, he's not going to be chayv dalad v'hei. If he would have previously done the kinyan gneiva, and then he would put the behemoth, the shor v'seth, in front of the kohen, and make it accessible, maybe that would be considered, chayv dalad v'hei. Maybe it would be considered mecher. But here the Mishnah means, the ganav didn't do a kinyan gneiva yet, and the kohen's taking it, or he gives it to his Baal Chayv. I owe $100 to my Malva, so I tell the Malva, come with me, I have a bond, and I take him into your bond, and I say, here's the Shorva, said, take it, that'll be fine. And I convince him that this is my bond, and these are my behemoths. So I never made a Kinyan Gneiva on it. So if the Baal Chayv, if my Malva walks off with the Shorva there, because mine's making a Mashiach HaBashus HaNignav, it's not considered a gneiva on behalf of the ganav. Once the malva takes the mashicha chutz l'rishus ha-nignav, so then the mashicha that he did relates to the ganav. It's bevasachas hastas. It's bevasachas. The gneiva with the mechira is bevasachas. So he'll be chayiv dalad v'hei. The Mishnah means he's chayiv dalad v'hei. Here, the previous line in the Mishnah. Potter what? Chayv what? That doesn't go on Dalav Hei. That only goes on Kefal. In order to be Chayv Kefal, you have to make a Kinyan Gneiva. So Kozman, he's doing Mashiach, B'shus HaMoicher, B'shus HaNignav, he didn't do a Kinyan Gneiva yet. So it's not Chayv Dalav Hei. Higbio, Hagbo is kind of B'shus HaNignav. Hotzim B'shus HaBarim, made the Mashiach Chutz, B'shus HaBarim. So he made a Kinyan Gneiva, it's Chayv what? He's not Chayv Dalav Hei. You only did a gneiva. There is chayv kefal. It's chayv karen and kefal. So it could be in the son of the b'chorz benoi. Chayv apata is just a discussion. Is he chayv kefal? Or is he not chayv kefal? Doesn't necessarily mean that it's chayv dalad v'hei. That's a question. If it's boin ka'achas, the Kohen or the Malveh who is going to do the Meshicha. I led the Kohen to believe that this is my Shavuos. So I said, take it, walk off with it, it's all yours. So somehow we say over here, Yeshaleich Ledvar Aveir. That's what Rashi, that's what Tosfos points out. Over here we say, Yeshaleich Ledvar Aveir. So would you say, for some reason or another, we'll have to see the Tosfos. So you say, Yeshaleich Ledvar Aveir, so when the Kohen or the Malve or the Shema does the Meshicha, not only it's Oyle Lekan or Lekan, not only does it constitute a Kinyan Gneva that should be Mechayev the Ganav to pay Keren Kefel, it's also considered an act of Mechira. Can you say that it's Oyle Lekan or Lekan? It's considered a Ganav Shemochar? Or do you say no? First you have to have Gonav, and then you have to have separately, you have to have Mochar. What does it mean Chayev over here? When it says Chayev, maybe it just means that you Chayev Keren Kefel. You have to find out whether you Chayev David Be. So how can you taka learn the Mishnah? That the Koyans taking the Shorvas there relates back to me, makes me into a God. What happened to the rule of Ein Shlich L'Davir? The Gemara just said before, Avagav to B'chol Tarkun Ein Shlich L'Davir, Hocha by Tovach HaMocha, there's Yesh Shlich L'Davir. Here we're not talking about Tovach HaMocha, here you're talking about the Gneva. It doesn't get off the ground if he doesn't have a Kinyan Gneva. So he's saying that Yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Aveir in the area of Gneva to make Michaib Kamen a Kefa, how can it be? That's Tosfos Kasha. The Yimtaymar, in the middle of the Tosfos, in Son of the Bchoras Benoi. So they say, the Yimtaymar, Vamay Mechayib B'mshich, Vain Sholiach L'Dvar Aveira. Rav Soloveitchik always used to do that. Read the Yimtaymar. There's no the Yimtaymar. He used to read five lines into the, there was a big Tosfos, and he said, read the Yimtaymar, read the Yishlam. He used to do it when we learned Yeredei also. In the middle of a big, gigantic shach, he said, read over this. And no one knew where he was reading yet. So the Yimtaymar is the second half of the Tosfos. First half of the Tosfos, they give. They think that the Lishna Achrina Rashi is more correct than the other Pshat. In the second half, they ask this question. The Imtam, Amay, Mechai ben Mashiach, Ein Shalich Ledvar Aveir, V'yesh Leimar, Ein Shalich Ledvar Aveir is only if the Shalich is B'mezid. But if the Shalich is B'shoigeg, so the Rish says, from this Gemara, from this Mishnah you see, that Yesh Shalich Ledvar Aveir, if the Shalich is B'shoigeg. The Ramo and Shulchan Aruch, Nechash Mishpat, quotes this Tosfos. Aloch Alamaisa. The Shach is not happy. Shach wants to pass him like the Ritva. The Ein Shalich Ledvar Aveir is a Gzeres HaKosuv. Gzeres HaKosuv, so he thinks maybe it shouldn't make a difference whether B'shoigig or B'mezid. But there are more paskins like this Tosfos, that when do you say Ein Shalich Ledvar Aveir, only when the Shalich knows that he's doing wrong. But if the Shalich is misled by the Mishaleach, he doesn't realize that he's doing an Aveir, then you'll say Yesh Shalich Ledvar Aveir. So that's how Tosfos learns the Mishnah. In the Son of Chorez Beno, the Kohen doesn't realize that this fellow is stealing the Shorvis there. Or the Balchayim. The Malva doesn't realize in the Shemachinim and the Shoel. The Shomim don't realize that this is a stolen Shorvis there. They think that it belongs to the Ganav. They think that it's his barn, that he's giving his own behemoth. So since the Shliach is the Shegek, so that's Tosfos Chiddush. Then in this case we'll say, Yesh Shaliach Ledvar Aveir.
Is it possible to
chalik
between darkness and lo yada because the other is the assumed that the other person owns it and like a real b'shogeg? Like Tos Kedushin mentions b'shogeg, our Tos sounds like it's staff or something like that.
B'shogeg means didn't know the facts. You're asking what if he knows the facts, didn't know the din?
Yeah.
I mean, he knows all the facts. He asks him, please turn on the lights on Shabbos. This guy's a Baal Tshuva, he doesn't know anything. I know the din, you don't know the din. So I say, do me a favor, turn on the lights on Shabbos. So since he doesn't know, he's going to turn on the lights. Why not? So he knows everything. He knows all the facts. You say that maybe over there, that doesn't count as b'shege.
Then the Pesach say Chesaron Yediyah is not considered shege, no?
No, but over here, the Pashto says that it would be the same. Pesach says over there, the whole reason why Ein Shalich Ledvar Aveir, because Dira Rabbi Dira Tama, Dira Mishaymin, so that svar doesn't apply whenever the Shaliach is b'shege. So, according to this explanation that Tosfos gives, should not make a difference whether the shogeg is, I don't know what the din is, or the shogeg is, I don't know what the facts are. In either case, he should say, Yeshalech Ledvar Aveir, because the svar of the Rav Adivar Tamin, Devi Mishema, wouldn't apply. The Shach wants to pass like the Ritva, that is not based on the svar, it's based on the Gzeres HaKosov. But according to Tosfos, that the svar is the reason why, so we don't distinguish, it'd be the same thing.
Why, Rabbi, in Allah, we say by Chisar Nidia, that's your fault. You you have to know the halachos.
Yeah.
So we're not misyachis to a chisar nidia. If you don't know the halachos, that's not considered shagig. You have to go learn it.
It is considered shagig. That guy's machal Shabbos. He does know all the laws of Shabbos and he does malacha. He's chayv chatas. We consider that shagig. Chisar nidia is called shagig. Why not? It's chayv chatas if he has a chisar nidia. The Gemara talks about a guy worships Avodah Zarah. A Gersh and his guy Ben Umis, he never heard of the prohibition of Avodah Zarah. He thought that God would think it's a joke. Avodah Zarah is a joke. Why should God care? So he goes and he worships Avodah Zarah. He doesn't realize that he's doing wrong. So the Gemara says, Chayv Chatas B'Shegeh. He's Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeh. It brings a Chatas.
In your day, are we Mechal between Mishpach and Chisar Nidia?
That's a different kind of Chisar Nidia. I mean, the guy can't calculate whether Hashishim. He doesn't know how to count. He doesn't know how to multiply. He knows he has exactly so much volume of chazer, and he can't figure out what the volume. He doesn't know how to multiply cubic measurements. He has a pot so big, and he can't figure out whether he has shishim. So you're a moron. So you can't say suffix. If you have a suffix shishim, if the shishim is only needed in the rabbanon, if you have mimbe minus, so the whole shishim is only rabbanon. He can't count. He only has his hands and his toes, and it doesn't go past 20. So he has to come up with a calculator. Use someone else's hands and toes. So figure it out. Just because you can't figure it out, that's not called a suffix. That's not called a suffix that you should have the right to be make, or suffix that Rabbanu Lekula. Chisar Nidia, that's not called a suffix that Rabbanu Lekula. You have to have a real suffix that you can't, that you don't know. But that's not called a legitimate suffix. Yeah. But here, this is called a shoyge. This is called shoyge. There it is shoyge. But it's not called a suffix that you have a right to be make on. Suffix that Rabbanu will be lechomer there by suffix Chisar Nidia. By Me'ila, that's Tosis Kasha. If the Re says that in Kol HaTorah Kula, even though ain't Shalich Dvarei, but if the Shalich is B'Shoygeh, is Yeh Shalich, so what would be Schadish by Me'ila? Me'ila is only B'Shoygeh. Me'ila doesn't apply to Me'ezi. So Me'ila by definition is B'Shoygeh. So why does the Gemara say Me'ila is an exception to the rule? So Tosis says no. The Balabayis, Tosis says if the Shalich, Nohamol, the shaliach can be b'meizu. Let's say the balabayis is b'shoigeg. I forgot already that this box of cookies is hekdesh. So I asked you, the waiter, to please serve the cookies to the guests. You know that the cookies are hekdesh. I'm old, I forgot. You're younger, so you remember the cookies are hekdesh. So the balabayis is b'shoigeg, and the shaliach is b'meizu. The shaliach knows that he's serving cookies to the guests. So the Gemara says, even though the shaliach is b'meizu, in the Kol HaTorah Kula we would say, he's not supposed to listen to me. But by Me'ila, since I'm B'shoigeg, so you say, Yei Shaliach L'Dvarver. The only problem is that the Mishnah says, if the Shaliach is Mishana, I said, give him the chocolate cookies, you give him the vanilla cookies, and they're both Hegdash. So if the Shaliach is Mishana, then you say, Balabais Loi Mo'al, you don't say, Yei Shaliach L'Dvarver, if the Shaliach is Mishana. So then you say, Shaliach Mo'al. How can it be Shaliach Mo'al if the Shaliach is B'meizit? So he says, no, there the shliach is b'meizid. There the shliach is b'shoigeg. It doesn't read straight. It doesn't read straight in the Mishnah. So that's a tiny against us. Okay. So the Re is matchi. Okay, but in that tomorrow, we'll continue from here. We'll continue.